And we're live. It's the Garage Pod.
It's your boy Monty in the building. What up, yo?
Ron John Jetski.
It's Wacky here. What's up, boys?
It is King checking in.
Slim, you already know.
With the dollar sign.
So this is our fourth episode, and none of us are on the verge of death. So we're in progress, I'd say. Yeah. Ronnie, though, definitely drunk, talking over us. That's something we'll have to work on this episode, but I think we'll get through it.
Yeah. It's going to be an intervention of
some
sort.
Slim is also, like, super... Drunk.
Stop.
Dude is, like, hyper-focused on getting pussy tonight. He's going to be on his phone the entire time.
That's cool. That's good.
Dude is laser-eye focused.
It's not a bad thing.
Yeah. He could have worse problems.
What's wrong with you?
It's a Thursday.
After he showers on, dude, he just like slips on the keg.
Yeah, so I was saving this because I'm ready to argue with you about this, Slim. You are a huge hypocrite.
Of?
Just in general, because you love shitting on people's religions, right?
Oh, yes.
He did question Chad's religion. I only posted that because I knew it would get a reaction.
He
spitefully took that at Chad, dude. This is going to get Chad going in the group chat, and he got him fired up.
But jokes are funny.
Jokes are funny.
I loved it.
Was that a joke?
Was it a shot or a joke?
It was just...
if Chad was a Muslim, you wouldn't shit on his religion.
Did you make that meme?
No.
He probably was, though. Slim's like,
you didn't make that?
No.
He's never rubbed the belly of a Buddha. It's a big deal in life. I have, personally.
Where are we going with this?
I was just calling
you out. We're talking about rubbing
Buddha belly. Ronnie! Fuck, dude!
Listen, don't be mean to Ron on my podcast.
Dude.
On our podcast.
Yeah. Ron, we need hand signals for when you're good to go.
And sand signals. Pocket sand. So...
What is
I
that
did
from?
It. I posted it as a joke. I saw the meme. And I was like, oh, bet this is going to reaction out of Chad. And that's.
So you were just trolling.
What was the meme? What was it?
It was pure troll down. It was a picture of Jesus chilling with a bunch of people. And it was like, crosses? What about my story makes you think I like crosses? Why are you worshiping crosses?
That's super funny.
I thought it was funny. It's like, who the fuck worships crosses?
Yeah, that is how Chad said it.
I don't know anyone that worships crosses.
Oh, dang.
That's exactly how Chad said it.
I thought it was funny because I knew we'd get a rise out of Chad. Yeah. That's the only reason.
I'm surprised Jake didn't respond to it.
Yeah, but...
I'm not saying that. You believe whatever you want to believe.
Okay, there you go.
You believe whatever you want to believe.
Yeah,
I believe differently, and that's fine. If you want to test me, I'll test you back.
I think it's okay, but you have to have the conversation knowing that neither of you guys are fucking right.
No one's flat out.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Nobody. I mean, that's you have to have a same thing with politics where nobody's fucking like, you know how to balance a budget? Shut the fuck up. Nobody knows
everything
nothing.
Everything in our life is a fucking misconception. Time is a misconception.
Well, you have to
borders,
think about it.
America and fucking... Europe and all that shit is a misconception. It's just awesome shit we made up.
You have to think about it to the point that remember being kids in school and learning about Christopher Columbus and all those things, and then you grow up and you're like, oh fuck, he did all those things? Like, I wasn't there.
Who wasn't even a real guy, by the way?
Who?
Christopher Columbus.
Who says that?
That's the wild.
He was
take.
Or was
that's
not
the,
a real guy?
It's Cristobal Colon.
What?
Is the dude that He's it's like right. based on. Yeah. It's Cristobal Colon. Like
really?
Christopher
you
know
about
Columbus.
This
yeah.
No, you don't.
Yeah, dude. Same with like Johnny Appleseed and shit like that. Yeah,
and Paul
George Washington cutting down an apple tree. Yeah, right.
Well, George Washington was real.
Yeah, no way.
Ronnie like calls
no way. It's the walkway. Walk nah, down me.
Like,
no way.
Story,
leave yeah. me in the building. Hold on, fuck yeah. you.
So check this out, Jack.
Johnny Appleseed.
Tell us about Christopher Columbus is not who we...
Cristobal Colon.
Shout out Chris Alatorre.
Yeah, it's like the same exact story. It's just his name's Cristobal Colon.
My first bowl I ever got,
exactly.
I named it Cristobal.
Was from Chris?
No, I just named it after him.
Yeah, exactly. He's right. a real guy. It's just his name is Cristobal Colon. It's not Christopher like? Columbus.
So why did that come about? Why did we start calling to make it more...
Think about trying to teach that to somebody versus... Christopher Columbus. Think about how like American and great that sounds, and iconic.
And that's exactly what I was going know? To say
versus
is that
what? What's his
oh,
name,
wow.
Jack?
Oh wow!
Jack,
look, it comes name? Right up. Christopher
oh
Columbus.
Wow!
Wow! How do you say that, Jack?
Cristobal Colon.
Like Bartel Colon, but with the Cristobal.
Okay. Probably related.
Good.
Oh wait, so that's
like the English translation.
Yeah, that's
Christopher.
Yeah.
Oh, and his they, Italian joint was Cristoforo Colombo. Wow! Whoa!
Wait, we're all getting a little loud here. That's his Spanish name, is what it looks like.
Cristoforo.
Yeah, wow. He was a Spaniard.
No, right? He had a Ligurian name, which was Cristóbal Colombo.
He says
and
he
then
married...
Italian was Cristóbal Colombo.
Yeah, right there. Dude, he got his money from the Spanish to like voyage to America.
So his Spanish name is Cristóbal Colón.
Yeah. Funded by the Spaniards.
Yeah, he was definitely a Spaniard.
He went to the Queen of Spain.
No, he's Italian. And then he got his money from the Spaniards through the voyage.
So why did we always think he was from Europe?
He is Europe.
Is Spain from Europe?
Yeah, that is Europe.
Is it?
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
If they do like weird naked shit,
but Spain's not Central America. Spain's not Central America.
No, Spain's like by Portugal, which is over by like France and England and part of the Mediterranean.
Look up the maps, though, because I'm telling you, Portugal is in South America.
Map of what? Nah, bro.
Portugal. They speak Portuguese in Brazil.
Who had this?
Brazil's
conquered them. Because the Portuguese conquered Brazil.
Yeah.
What?
Hmm.
That's why they speak Spanish in all those countries there, too, because the Spanish conquistadors
in South America.
There's a lot of British in those countries, too.
So why?
A lot of people speak like British English.
Yeah, there's Germans.
They were like the...
So when did Mexico...
Mexico's nothing to do with
...adopt Spanish?
There you go.
Because there had to have been Brazil before Mexico.
It was like... It's with France.
Did the Spanish?
That's what I'm saying. It's right... Okay, so it is in Europe. It's yeah, it's right above Africa.
So they sailed from like right here.
Right.
Yeah.
They sailed from here.
Do you guys remember the three ships?
The Santa Maria. Santa Maria, the Pinta, and the Fock.
Santa Maria.
The Mina, the Pinta, the Santa Maria.
The Mina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria. Absolutely, Jack.
Look at this. I don't think that was it either. I think the ship names were different as well.
Oh, God.
Who knows? I mean, you got to think about it.
I'm not going back.
Yeah, it's whoever wrote the history.
Imagine
like,
about
I mean,
it.
Honestly.
It's a telephone game at some point. You guys weren't I mean, to there's nobody that... People 100%. There's some people that know. I mean, that read
so
history and all
check?
Those things, but
yeah, move it at will now.
Don't want to make money mad.
You
got to
think about how far they came from Portugal. How far is it from Portugal to where did they land? Ellis Island? That wasn't Ellis Island. Plymouth Rock.
Yeah,
so what was that? Boston.
George
I heard they didn't even land in Boston. I heard they landed in Florida.
Christopher Columbus came up on Florida, right? Or was it the Carolinas?
First.
No, I'm saying like when he first made land in the United States, was it Florida or the Carolinas? I think it was the Carolinas.
Because I
know
he like I remember.
Misjudged his shit and ended up in the Carolinas. I think it was the Carolinas.
Damn, how wild was he?
How wild was it that me and Jack?
Like
were
I know,
geniuses?
You think
about why do they press it? Just because he's like a.
Because he came here and he conquered Native Americans.
Okay.
Everything you can think of. Like I mean, genocide.
But we used to have...
He's a Hitler of his age.
Damn.
Whoa. I mean, not that bad.
That's a hot take.
I mean, he kind of is,
wild.
Though,
that's
bro.
That's a hot take.
He came here...
That's a sizzling hot
killed,
take.
Killed, raped, and pillaged a fucking...
Genocide.
Yeah, dude.
Pretty close.
I mean,
so check this out, though.
They don't want to tell you that when you're in first grade, but wake up and smell the roses.
Check this out, though. And obviously, that happened.
George Washington,
I'm not saying that. I don't
folks,
know if it did happen. I believe it happened because it just makes sense to me. I mean, you come to a new land, you're going to take over, especially
but
when
none
you have
of that
guns.
Matters,
see, but how many Indians, Native Americans, were killed because of the disease that was brought from a foreign land? Like, that had to have been astronomical. Imagine these Native Americans catching the fucking European flu. They came across the fucking boat with rats and stinky motherfuckers that ain't showering.
100% correct right now.
So I'm telling you, I don't fucking know the numbers at all. I would assume more people died from disease and just stuff like that because they had nothing to do against it.
What? Well, my point.
I mean, do you think they have numbers on something like that?
Point that I'm amazing.
I mean, I'm not. They definitely pillaged and did terrible things to the Native Americans. They took advantage of them. They had guns, and Native Americans had bow and arrows. I mean,
they
just think
slaughtered,
about it.
Rape, and
so
fucking
my whole,
pillaged their fucking land, dude. Like, straight barbaric style.
Christopher Columbus brought a host of terrible new diseases to the New World, including smallpox, measles, influenza,
no
bubonic plague.
Yeah. Like, they didn't know the shit was
typhus.
But
so much
Yo,
deep.
My question
typhus
to you guys is, like,
that,
when they
dude,
when they left... Like when they were like, "Yo, Christopher Columbus,
cholera."
What was even? Did they know some shit was out there?
No.
Is that why
they
he was,
thought they were gonna sail into the other side of
they
India
they
and
gonna
China?
Fall, no,
they thought the world was
off.
Flat. Bro.
They thought they were gonna fall off or end up back around.
Yeah,
the
right. That's
of
exactly
Indian,
so,
China.
And
they
so,
found
so were his intention as
so
much as we hate him. Were his intention?
Yeah.
So
no
look,
right.
Monty,
he thought
find
an easier way.
Look at the TV, Monty. He thought they were gonna go here, and he thought they were gonna end up around here.
Yeah, that's really? Why they're called Indians. Like in the beginning, he called them Indians.
He thought that he was
going
to find a
he was flying. He was going west instead of
going
all
the
way
around.
He was going west instead of
all the
east.
Way around Africa. He thought he could just go straight around and he'd be right there.
I see.
And then
he
found
that any of that was
he went,
there.
Wow.
Hey, look up.
Yeah,
Slim, look up the map.
People said he's either going to fall off the earth.
1592.
Because they thought it's over over there. You fall off.
Look up the map
or
from 1492 of the world.
He thought he was in India, so he called him Indian.
As much as there's all this stuff going on against him.
All about the
it's
trade.
It's not
route.
Like he was.
Trades everything. Water over the water is the trade. That's why we have the canal.
I think he
Akron.
Was. I mean, to be 100, thinking about it in my head, as somebody, imagine how crazy you have to be to go to your emperor, king, or queen and say, hey, check this out. Dude. I need you to give me three that's huge motherfucking boats.
The nicest boats we got, right?
The nicest boats we have, and we probably take 15 fucking years to build them. Then. Give me all
hear
your
me out
money.
On this.
Give
hear me out
all,
on this.
Give me all your fucking money.
You know his crew, and then, you know his crew and then, gave up.
Think about
through
that.
The
you have to be fucking. Like, imagine the like, guy that over, described the stars like, and planets 100.
And if I was, if I was the king, I'd be sitting there like, you know what? That's what do I got to lose? What? Fuck it. Go
nothing.
For it.
Dude, that's exactly that's why he had to go to her.
He was a con
that's,
man,
he went
bro.
To like all these other people, like all these other monarchs and
so,
stuff, and had to go
I guess
to the
they,
Spanish
they knew,
queen.
They knew about
damn.
Africa.
Damn.
Yeah, Africa was there.
History
look at
with the garage
so,
pods.
So, look at that peninsula
crazy.
Right there.
So they knew about Africa. This, they I guess they thought
ew.
Was part of...
This is what they thought it was?
This was like what they thought it was
they
part of Russia and China and stuff.
Instead of going all the way around it, they wanted to go straight
across. See, look at that. They had no idea America existed, bro. North America, South America. I mean,
God,
they had a little.
It's very interesting, dude.
They had a little
like,
bit of Brazil.
They had
Cuba,
and Florida.
History interests me too, but I'm very
it,
into
dude.
War. I like yeah. reading.
Check
about
this
war.
Out right here.
So. I want to say this, like, so everybody, like, I don't want to talk to nobody, but the thing about Christopher Columbus's voyage is that he thought
see,
it was only going to take
South
him
America,
so many amount of days.
They have the California, you know, half
they,
of California.
Oh, hold on, King.
And it took too many days, yeah, and his crew is like. Getting all like, you know,
restless.
Edgy, like, dude, fuck you. Like, you got me out in the middle. They're not finding
right.
nothing.
Right.
And then, like, a day, like, before they said they were going to revolt against the ship, throw over the ship, kill Christopher Columbus, yeah. so yeah. supposedly yeah. his name is the day they found
France,
like, the Caribbean. Wow. Down there in the island.
Look how much shit's over
and
here.
And then they sailed
dude.
Again from there and found Florida.
Bro,
I think it might be the Carolinas.
Rob, this is right. literally the smartest I've ever heard you talk in my life.
I love history, dude. I know a lot of history. It's
can
so
we have these conversations more? I didn't know I had anybody.
What you
want
to know, bro?
Nothing. Let's just.
Well, I want to know what's rattling inside
wow.
your head.
I'm drunk.
It's
as
just
fuck.
Interesting to see how
Matt Porn on Reddit.
Yeah,
Matt.
Shout out Matt Porn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else? Matt
what kind of porn are you
Matt
watching?
Porn. Oh, damn! They got the whole okay.
Oh,
whoa,
wow. Okay.
That's not what
yeah,
I was.
Yeah.
No, let's not get into those maps. Okay.
Made a map show the distribution of Europe based on the world's sodium.
So
okay, so
Russia,
in Russia, there's a lot of salt.
Wait, what gender are nations?
Hold on. Can we hear what Ron just said?
It's a dream I have.
China's a so feminine crazy. Country,
let's
and
hear,
they own half the fucking world.
Let's hear
okay.
Ron out on this.
I believe it. All
right. So, my dream is to go across country on a Harley Davidson.
I gotta take a piss.
But I don't know how to drive a motorcycle. But, like, I figured, like, I just get a hot chick and I ride on the back. You know what I'm saying? Oh, right? I don't give a fuck. She's bad. I get all the way out of California. Hop
is she butch or bad?
She's bad. She ain't butch. Come on, bro.
That's the name
but
of this
but even if she
so
is,
butch
she's,
bad.
She's a bad butch. She's a bad butch.
My bitch is bad and butchy.
Bad butch. So, like, I hop up in California, Santa Monica Pier. First time I ever see the West Coast. I hop off. She slaps my butt.
Yes.
Right? You know?
You got the dizzy. You got
it,
the dizzy. Hey,
like,
because you got the yopper, too.
Right. So. You know? Like, get you some
cheeks are hanging out the back, bro.
You know?
Ron's got the assless chaps on the Harley.
Yes, sir. And my chick is cold-blooded. She hops off, gives me the little Brett Favre.
Ron's cheeks are going.
I hop up in the bar. She buys my drinks.
She gets you a bag of ice for your now welted up butt cheek.
Dude, she has the butt pad on her constantly. She gets in there. She's a heart. She's a Harley bitch, dude. Of course she has a donut ready for her, dude.
Ron's cheeks just going.
Yo, Roddy, me and Jack literally had like a 20-minute conversation on our podcast about your ass.
You really?
So, yeah,
which one was that?
We were talking about like if aliens came here and all they wanted were our ass cheeks. I was like, I got the man for it.
We got Ron.
Turning you over to save ourselves.
Hey, that'd be
our probe is not long enough to penetrate the cheeks.
Oh, my God.
We would give Ron a double assectomy.
Yo, you would give a gay man trouble, Ron.
Whoa, easy. Oh. That ain't even fucking funny, bro.
Oh, my God.
I ain't with that gay shit.
Whoa.
I'm saying,
I respect
hey,
it.
Hey, easy. Hey, a little segue.
No, gays are cool. Do you want to talk about
in you did this when, and we but don't even know when
gotten,
you did it.
That would have gotten canceled before cancel culture was even a thing.
Yeah, and that's the thing, bro. It's these old heads that are getting
all the
trouble.
Things that are going on now. With everything we're hearing about people that we've watched in movies and music and all this, I'm not saying they didn't do it. I don't fucking know. I got to look at the evidence, and it looks like half of them fucking did it. But
when there's cold hard evidence of you
no,
using
there's
a
cold
Kaysler,
hard evidence. But at the same time, your opinion has to change based on new information that is given to
and
you.
And I get your point because I agree. Like, people grow. Like,
because,
I use...
Dude, there's 60-year-old people we know that are stuck in the old days and blase, blah, and that's how shit was. Check this out, Gramps. This ain't the way it is no more.
Yeah.
You got to adapt. You got to get with the computer.
Not, that's why they're struggling that they get, you know?
But that's
it's these old people that are getting hemmed up on the videos
I'm not,
and they're acting
I'm
wild.
I'm not giving them
acting
an excuse.
They've acted what they've been taught, dude. That's what's wrong. It's all teased, dude.
I'm not giving them an excuse.
It's all taught. And that's why it's up to us. Like, when we have kids, dude, you knock it like that. And I think it's gonna feather away, dude. People think it's like a crazy idea that it's like, oh, peace on earth. Yeah, right, Ron. But it's like, dude, once we get this, yeah, you know right, what I'm saying? Right. But once we get this fucking racism shit, like, it's all like our parents are taught that shit. Think about like the grandparents
but it's not
and
die.
Shit.
They're
you know what
still
I'm
teaching that shit, Ron.
No, they are. They're 100%
still
teaching.
But we're not teaching that shit.
We're not.
I don't.
I don't either.
And I think it's our curve.
It's
we have to change.
But you know how long it would literally take to weed it out
like
that.
The thing, it's only been 60 years, bro.
Our parents are kind of like, you know.
You know what?
That pisses me off. And they're just like, you just don't get it. When I grew up, it's like, and this talks to
you. Know,
I got my dad over
it.
And it was taught to me at a young age. Like, my dad was, you know what I'm saying? Like, fear the black guy and all this. Like, you know what I'm saying?
That's one thing I can say about.
You know what my dad told me? This is fucked up. I don't want to air out my dad. But this is what he told me.
Don't say anything.
It's not bad. My dad told me, like, the way we feel about, you know, the black folk. My dad grew up West Akron, dude.
Yeah. I know. This is what my uncle
told me.
He
told me that his friends that have black families would tell them the same thing that his white dad was saying to them. It's just the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, that generation, them old cats that are colored versus the same people like our dads and
don't
shit.
Use colored.
I just don't want to, sound like I'm not racist.
But
you
I
guys
say
know
black
are.
People, though.
But you understand what I'm saying? It's all taught the same way. Like, and that's what's wrong. That shit's got to break. That shit's got to break. And that's up to us. When you guys have children and our children, like, we kind of, that shit's over.
But
it's all been taught, right?
I can honestly say. Yeah, go ahead.
I wanna.
I'm sorry.
Because this might help some.
I'll drop it.
No, I. This might help some people because I have helped my dad.
Oh, you've kept it real as fuck.
Yeah,
you've kept it real with the family. His family hates him now. Some family. I'm not gonna.
And that's cool
that's
because
you're talking about.
Because I laid down the law because I'm done with that shit since
it's
I'm a kid.
Even law.
Hold
it's
on,
just
let me
like,
talk. Let me talk.
Sorry.
Since I've been a kid, I've listened to my family always say some racist shit and. You know, it's made me uncomfortable. I ain't feeling it.
Right.
So, it got to the point where, like, it's about respect now. Because, and that's what I told my uncle. That's what I told my uncle. Because he was sitting there dropping all this, saying some racist shit. And I got in his face. And I was about to punch him in his mouth. And I made him realize.
That shit makes me uncomfortable when guys are like that around me, dude. Like, I hate that shit.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm going to make you uncomfortable because you want to make me uncomfortable. Now I'm going to make you so uncomfortable that you're never going to want to talk like that in my presence again.
Because you're, like, writing around. They're like, oh, it's time to crack lights. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, no, dude.
So now, I hate that shit. Now it's about respect because, you know what? If you want to be racist, just keep it to yourself. But know that if you're going to talk like that in front of me, it's going to be big problems.
It is real weird with the fam, though, isn't it? Because it's just
no,
like, you
it's
motherfuckers.
Not. No,
why
it's
can
not.
You guys understand this?
Yes.
Oh, my sister chin-check my fucking parents.
Because it's
we
like,
fucking,
you're a dude. Like, I'm your kid. Are you fucking kidding
no,
me
No, we
right
fucking
now?
Check the shit
and it's
out
so,
of them.
It's so, like, you know what I'm saying? It's so, like, headlights obvious. And they're just like, like, what?
Well, it's sad because, you
it
know, you sad. Want you want your parents to do better, obviously. Just like they want their kids to do better. And but, it's like, okay, well, we're doing great.
The
however,
one,
we want
great,
you.
But we're doing all right.
The one thing I'll say
we're
about.
All doing fine. But I do want my parents to,
agree
to
that
just take on.
Thought,
I want my parents to take on a different
that's
mindset.
Racism is a teaching.
It's taught. No, you're right, Ron. It's taught.
You get rid of that.
And
shit,
but you have to. But it's not only. It's not strictly that. I mean, there are stereotypes that people. There's
but
things that are put into people's heads subconsciously, that's not...
Where did it start, though, for those people that are believing those... You know what I'm saying? It all started because they grew up and their parents are all... You know what I'm saying?
I see your point.
I've been young as fucking hearing my parents crack that shit.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, you know? Yeah. And when you're young, and you're
like,
young. Yo,
and like, no. Like when I said,
you're
young, guys, you gotta make...
You're just like, what?
No, I still hear them say, like, oh, well, like, no, black people are fine, but the N-words. And I'm like, no, 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 no.
No,
no.
It's not N-words, it doesn't but, like, they're that. Blaming, like, the
no,
like, the
I'm saying
riot.
They say that. You can't say that. You cannot. You
my
cannot.
Parents, my
no. No, my parents will literally say that. Like, oh, yeah, black people are fine, but, like, the N-words.
But it's like why
no, no,
do
you say can't,
that?
You can't say that. Like, that's not. Okay, so the awful people are bad people. Yes, absolutely.
I always say to them, too, I'm like, yeah, what about those trailer trash crackers that are the same shit?
Oh, right. But that's different.
Right.
We're
yeah,
talking
no.
about
they're
no.
pieces of
yeah,
shit.
I know.
Raping
I've seen
people
those fucking
and fucking.
So you need to start calling. Oh, well, this white guy. No, he's a trailer trash cracker now, huh?
Yeah.
I think about it, but they don't want to talk about that.
Yeah,
exactly.
It was explained to me. It was explained to me like
that's
this.
A Trump,
I mean,
hey, that's a Trump voter. They don't want to talk about
yo,
that.
Yo, also time out. I'm not cool with the song WAP. That's a racial slur.
Say again.
I'm not cool with the song WAP. That's a racial slur.
WAP? I thought it was BOP.
No, it's WAP. Without WAP. Papers.
What's that? Really?
Yeah.
Who said
like you're an alien. Papers. That's what they used to call Italians.
I thought it was BOP.
Oh, is it
no, they used to call them WAPs.
No, they
Dagos.
Used to call them BOPs too, too.
Are they taking shots at Italians?
They definitely did.
No, that's what I'm saying.
No,
is that like, is there a bad thing
like
or are we kind of
the
like going
you
on a Monty
can't
theory?
Be like
no, 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 this isn't a Monty
you,
theory. Before,
no, it's not a Monty
people,
theory.
Hold up. Let me hear the man talking.
People used to be extreme and still are extremely racist. Yes, WAP, without papers.
Okay.
That's what they used to call.
I understand
because,
that.
And it's an Italian diss?
Yeah, like
okay.
Because there was such a huge Italian immigration at
you
one
you cannot
point.
Think Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion fucking put out a song
oh, be
discriminating
no,
against
no.
Italian.
I'm using it
that's
as satire. It's satire.
No, absolutely.
Come on.
It is.
Obviously,
but what
that
I'm
wasn't
saying
their goal.
Is like, that's what
they're
people,
racist.
People do that seriously, though.
Yeah, I'm just saying that over here as an Italian, I'm like, hey, whoa.
Jack
what I'm
talk.
Saying.
Jack has something to say about
why?
Hey, buddy.
Why is Cardi B allowed to say the N-word, first off?
Who?
Cardi B. Isn't she like
she's
Latino
Cardi
or something?
B
first of all, I don't care if you're white.
Why,
yeah.
Why is Tekashi 6ix9ine allowed to say that?
He's not.
That's
why is Fat
why
Joe?
Is not dead?
Fat Joe?
The thing is, bro, nobody's allowed to say it.
Yeah.
But the thing is that
yeah,
people don't. It's all about what people allow. Okay, and this is what I'm saying about our parents, about everything.
Hey,
our parents are our parents because of the things they went through by their parents. And their parents are the way they are is because how they went through with their grandparents. It's the way shit goes, bro.
Yeah.
I'm telling you flat out, hearing you guys say that stuff, I can say honestly, dude, I've seen my dad. He's owned his own business. He's hired people. We were out in Colorado, right? We were in this place we've never been, 22 hours away. We drove a truck there. You know, we're out here doing this work.
Yeah,
and out of nowhere, here you go, Jack.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere, we need a guy to work. And we don't know no one out there. And there's this guy, Rico, out there. And Rico was a super cool dude. And he was the maintenance guy. He was the head maintenance guy at this apartment building. He's like, hey, I got a guy. His name's Omar. He's my cousin. Whatever he was, he'll be here tomorrow if you want him. I was like, absolutely, we need him. We didn't know nothing about him.
Right.
We show up. And just, you know, it's me, my dad, our dude Chris that worked with us, and Zach, and my dude Zach, and Matt that worked with us at this time.
Yeah.
And we're out in Colorado. We don't know where we're at doing our thing. And all of a sudden, I walk into this apartment, this unit, and I'm walking around just seeing what everyone's getting done. And I look, and there's this dude bent down. He's on his knees working, putting base up on the floor. And he has a skull tattoo on the back of his fucking head.
Nice.
I look up, he has love and hate tattoo on his eyebrow. I mean, he's a short Latino.
Was he choloed up, though?
Yeah, he's a savage.
Did he have the...
His name was Omar.
Did he have the...
No, he wore a white tee. He wore like some Dickies or something.
Oh, yeah, okay.
He was
choloed up.
But, so check this out. My first impression, I walk in, and I see this dude working with Matt. I see Matt turn around like... Give me the wide eyes, and I just walk out. I'm like, who the fuck hired this guy?
Who is this guy?
Who fuck hired this guy? I go out into the truck. My dad's smoking a cigarette. I'm down there. I'm like, dude, you guys see this dude working in Matt's unit? Like, dude looks insane. And he's like,
you're fine.
He's like,
it's bent. It's fine.
Can I just ask you guys?
Hold on, no. King's talking.
No.
King's talking.
Face test.
King's still telling us.
Shut up.
No.
King's still telling the story.
Don't.
And he's talking. And I'm like, who the fuck hired this guy? He's like, I did. I'm like, you hired the guy with the fucking skull tattoos and the eyebrow tattoos? And he's like, yeah, dude, you know, we need him. So check this out. He needed, his daughter lived in San Antonio. It was Thanksgiving weekend. We were flying home to Akron.
Okay.
You guys going to get this thing under control?
That is the best amateur elbow I've ever seen thrown in my life.
Hey, you saw that had ill intent on it.
Like, do you mosh pit often?
Okay, go ahead, King.
Long story short, he needed to go home. We met him one day before. One day. He's like, dude, I need to go home. I need to go get my daughter from San Antonio. It's Thanksgiving, blah, blah, blah. My dad gave this random dude, looked crazy as fuck, never met him before, gave him a full week's pay for a day's worth of work and said, just be here on Monday, dude. He was there at Monday, 6 a.m. with his lunchbox fucking
ready to go.
Ready, gave my dad a hug. He said, dude, I had the best Thanksgiving I've ever had in my entire life. That's awesome. I got to see my daughter. You know what I'm saying? It was just my dad took a chance on some, and that's how I've been taught my whole life.
Yeah,
like I've never seen any of that,
bro. Big shout racism, out to
Raj. Dude. My dad's Raj a man. King. My mom's the same way though, dude. Yeah. My mom has done stuff for people through everything. It's just that's what I was getting at, is that I've never been taught that.
Yeah,
I've never been taught that way. I remember growing up, I was cool. I was friends with everybody.
Bro, my first friend in middle school, Marquise Lockett.
Exactly.
And who did I hang out with in middle school? All the black kids.
Exactly.
And you know what I thought about it? Nothing.
I thought I was
hanging out with my friends.
Dude, you should have seen.
Different in LA, like the east side where we grew up. And we didn't really, I know that, like, we just really didn't, like, I feel like growing up through like the part of the Akron public schools, because like we kind of weren't in the hood or nothing like that. Ellis a nice community.
BSB was.
But dude, we really didn't experience racism though. You know what I'm saying? Like growing up, like everybody was all friends. We all played sports together. Like we were all like, I didn't even think about that shit.
We didn't experience.
When I got older, we didn't experience it at all. There was people we grew up with.
There were race wars when I was.
There was one that was going on at. When we were there too.
Remember the country guys that had the rifles in the car?
Yeah.
Remember that?
And you remember when everybody got pulled out of school?
Out of school? Yeah.
And my mom told me to put my backpack on my chest.
I remember Simcox called me a pussy. How fucked up is that? Leave school. Simcox.
Wait, time out. Did Renee?
I'm like, are you kidding me, motherfucker?
My mom.
Like, there's these country motherfuckers with no sleeves talking about they have shotguns.
Hold on, King. Hold on. Time out
with everybody.
Did your mother tell you to use your backpack as a bulletproof vest?
Yeah, well, I don't know what you had.
That's how metal my
mom is. You better put four sides when he says about Renee.
That chick knows what's up.
Bro, you want to know what else my mom did?
She told. How old were you? 16, maybe?
I was in Miss Kessler's class. I was
16, 17?
No, I was probably 14 or like 15, 16.
This man just sprouted his first pube, and his mother told him to use his backpack as a bulletproof vest.
There was nobody in my class.
Your mom is real.
My mom was just like, get under the table.
My mom was literally like, yeah,
I'm telling you, I left second period, bro.
My mom literally told me, put my.
I wish we could have her on the show right now.
During 9/11? What'd your guys' moms do on 9/11?
My mom came and
got you out of school. What'd your mom do?
She didn't go to my house.
My mom came to the classroom. I went to the elementary school across the street. I was the last kid to get checked out of school. I'm sitting there watching on TV like, damn.
I'm telling you, I swear to God.
My mom called the school and told them to let me go. To let me walk home.
Oh, yeah.
I was the last one.
But you were at Betty Jane. Shut up. You live two blocks away.
Still, my mom doesn't. She thinks the. I go home, bro. My parents are having a meltdown thinking the country's. Where'd you go? They're crying and shit. So I walk up. I'm like, what in the fuck is happening?
I went to Richmond. That's across the bridge, right?
Yeah.
I went to Richmond. Yeah. My mom came, got me out of school. I was in like first grade. We're coming across the bridge right by Newcomer Funeral Home. Check this out. We look up in the sky. By this time, the second tower already got hit. Yeah. So, like, all the plane flights are down. Like, all the planes are out of the sky. I swear to God on my fucking life, me and my mom look up in the sky.
Saw the Pennsylvania joint?
And we saw the Pennsylvania plane.
Stop it, King.
Dude, it was the only plane in the sky.
He was working at General's
Hospital. I didn't learn about it until years later. They told me, like, yeah, blah, blah. I was like,
the joint that crashed in the field?
Crashed in the field. They shot that motherfucker down.
Crash in the field is right.
I heard the passenger said fuck it and gave him
no,
the worst.
I'm sure they gave him a shot. That bitch was heading towards the White House and they said, hey, we have missiles that will hit that.
But where were you guys when Mac Miller died?
They'll never admit that they killed 120 fucking Americans to save the fucking president. But guess what? That's what you fucking do.
That's wild. I've never heard that.
You don't. You know what I'm saying, Jack?
That makes total sense.
I think they talked to the people on the ground in Shanksville, and they say, "What the fuck plane are you guys talking about? Like, there was no debris. There was nothing.
I think they were headed for the Pentagon again.
But I'm not the type of guy that says the government did 9/11. I'm not that type of guy.
I am.
I'm not that type of guy, though.
They took advantage of a tragedy, I think.
Yeah, they took advantage of it. I don't believe. Yeah, exactly. We wanted to go to war. People wanted to go to war.
Dude.
Yeah.
Damn, you think they really did? You think they really got us like that, though?
Yeah.
Al-Qaeda really did us like that?
I don't think it was Al-Qaeda at that point. Yeah.
I think it was independent intelligence agencies.
The Saudi joints.
You said the government just took Saudi passports.
I don't believe that we did that. I just don't. I mean, like, okay, nobody's saying we did Pearl fucking Harbor. How the fuck do we know the Japanese did that? We're talking about Americans did 9/11.
I think that's a little bit easier.
It's
to
the same. But how do we fucking know though?
The Japanese came over Pearl Harbor with the insignia.
That was definitely something we took advantage of.
They were like, "Yo, we're Japanese rocking out.
We can't.
Right
we
now,
can't make
up?
Planes. We can't pay
that
them
was,
to do that."
I heard, you know what I'm saying? Was gonna happen too, and they let it happen.
What Jack just said, though.
You know when that happened, though? Didn't that happen right around JFK was president?
I think that's when Jack was born, around then.
Was that JFK presidency?
That didn't hit.
Way before?
44. He called Jack old.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I didn't know if it was connected to it. That was like 45 or something like that.
44. What?
Pearl Harbor? I'm not a guy that says 9/11 was done by the government, but I do believe that plane was 100% shot down. I remember seeing that. That was. It's crazy how you feel like.
It was 1941. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah.
1941 was.
Day that I live in Infinity, dude. This is a speech, man. He nailed it. Wow. But what Jack was saying, dude, what. I've never heard this theory, and I'm kind of like curious to hear him talk about it right now.
Okay.
He said that the government for 9/11 took advantage of the situation, right? I've never heard you elaborate on that a little bit. Yeah, like I mean, I understand what you're saying.
The terrorist organization.
Let him talk.
Pearl Harbor.
Let him talk.
It happened. The events happened, and then the Patriot Act was drafted within like a week or less than a week, something like that. Yeah, and it was literally such a dense document that changed. Literally the face of the American intelligence agencies. The paper was written years ago. 45 days after
9/11.
Yeah, that's fast.
Yeah.
To have that many articles
and what
drafted.
Was the Patriot Act?
The Patriot Act was the first of many changes to surveillance laws that made it easier for the government to spy on ordinary Americans by expanding the authority to monitor phone and email communications, collect bank and credit reporting records.
Yeah.
And
well, that's the thing I hate hearing.
Guys, you don't think that was being forced before that? They said 45 days later it's passed. How long were they trying to push that for, though?
It's
so like
Project for a New American Century.
So that happened. That tragedy happened is what I feel what you're saying now. They took advantage of that to pass that because they've been working on it for so long.
What do you think they're doing with this corona shit?
Nobody wants the government to spy on them.
Exactly.
So it's a hard bill to pass. And so we got, and now it's like we got to monitor everything unless you guys want to be at risk for a terrorist
attack. Dude, they're taking advantage of it.
It's the government fear. Big Brother, dude, put the fear on you, man.
It's the same thing they're doing fucking 20 years later, dude. They're taking advantage of everything with this corona stuff.
But I mean, that's so
I'm
obvious.
Not saying it's not real. I'm not saying it's fake or anything. People get sick and people die from it. Sure, they do. Swine flu. I know someone personally that died from swine flu, and it's terrible. But guess what? They are taking advantage of the same way. I mean, it's insane. History repeats itself, bro. I mean, you have to think about.
If I can comment on what you're saying, Alex, it's just a different situation
every single fucking time, dude. Back when in the 80s, it was the Berlin fucking Wall.
What the fuck were they doing? All right,
let
Ron
talk.
Money, dude.
It's the corporations making
dude,
the money.
Hey, well,
there's an Amazon popping up.
Jack, what's that stat?
Walmart still open.
What's that? Remember that that billionaire stat that we pulled out on our last podcast?
Yeah, I have it on my phone. Do you want?
Pull that out. Hold on, I want you guys to hear
you
this shit.
Amazon guy.
Listen to this shit.
That's crazy. And that's because everyone's stuck at home shopping online. And you can go to Walmart and you don't get
the virus. Hey, and after this, remind me to talk about that video that happened at the Sunoco there in LA.
Let me talk about that hot take.
But go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I'm after you on
this
that.
We said this on our podcast, but this is from Forbes, and it's the U.S. wealthiest billionaires during the pandemic. And this was the money they had, like the funds they had on March 18th, 2020, and what they had now. And the date that I took this screenshot, I am not actually sure of, but what day did we do our podcast? It was the same day.
It was like a week ago.
Yeah, it was like a week ago.
We'll call it July.
So Jeff Bezos is worth $113 billion on March 18th, right? 2020. Now he's worth $189 billion. That's an addition of $76 billion. Bro, it's Jeff Bezos, Bill Gates, Mark Zuckerberg, Warren Buffett, Larry Ellison, Steve Ballmer.
How much did Elon Musk make?
Elon Musk went from $25 billion Steve to Ballmer, $68
who is that?
Billion.
Oh, yeah,
dollars.
The Clippers guy?
Yeah, he's a chairman of Microsoft.
I thought he was the Trump campaign guy for a second. Yeah. What's that
That's
guy's
Steve
name?
Bannon.
There's
Steve
a lot
Bannon.
Of
he just
people
got in
that are involved in that,
they get in
too.
He got in trouble
hold on.
It's everybody.
I've gotten lost in that, dude. Yo. I've like tried to follow that, bro. There's that Epstein... That fucking Epstein shit, dude, and how they say it's like all, dude, that shit, it's like
that's
so hard to say, like, who are you?
That's
know?
A deep hole to
the
get into.
The only media outlet.
Once they start getting the facts on that, dude, I feel like it's everybody.
The facts are out.
I hope Ghislaine.
The
I
mean, only media that, outlet like there a, is that's talked what, about what that is Rover's people? Morning Glory. I listen to them every single... Dude, I'm telling you. I listen. I watch the news every day. I watch everything. CNN, Fox News, you know, MSNBC. I watch it all just because I like seeing different perspectives. It's all bullshit. And it's all just bias, whatever. But they don't talk about it. But I listen to Rover every day of my life. And I'm telling you, Dieter was talking about it this morning. Rover gave him a segment. He's like, dude, talk about it. This is fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
All this evidence. They say Epstein, in his foyer to his fucking, you know, island or whatever, he had a picture.
Let him talk.
He has two paintings. Two paintings that I know of that I've seen online. Who knows if they're true? I don't fucking know. Two paintings. One of them is in the Oval Office of Bill Clinton in a blue dress.
Yeah.
How much are... Okay, another one is of George W. Bush laying, sitting Indian style on the carpet in the Oval Office with two paper airplanes and two Jenga towers tore down, like, collapsed. What more of a way can you tell somebody, you're my bitch, then I got you in a blue dress and I got you with two paper fucking airplanes with the Jenga towers knocked down. And I just said a minute ago, I'm not the guy to think the government did it. But how
Wait, you're
much
saying the government did what? What are you saying?
9/11 with the George Bush and the things. But what I'm saying is, how much more do you have to tell someone that I basically own you? I know everything you're doing. It's insane.
Let Jack go.
Dude. This dude that I listened to that was a professor, Eric Weinstein, talks about he had
no relation, right?
No relation.
Okay. Let's clarify that off.
It's Weinstein, not Weinstein.
Oh, okay.
He makes the distinction all the time. Yeah. It's so funny, dude, because he knows.
Yeah,
but he was with Epstein. He got invited to have dinner with him at his residence in Manhattan, and he describes the whole encounter.
What was it?
He describes the entire encounter he has with him. While he's there, he like gets recorded by from a camera like inside the residence, like, and it's to a point where it's easy for him to find the camera, and all he is a math professor. So obviously he wanted you to know the camera was there, right? If this dude's intelligence and he's into what they say he's into. So he describes this whole thing, and what his conclusion about Epstein was that he was a caricature, like he was a creation.
Yeah.
Like, Epstein, the person, is an interchangeable thing.
Yeah.
Like, the dude that was playing the character, Jeffrey Epstein, and that one Epstein's...
On that,
yeah, they just pinned it on that dude because the dude wait a minute, dude. The girl that's immediately to his left is directly tied to Israeli intelligence. Her dad... Robert Maxwell Ghislaine Maxwell.
Yeah.
Her dad is buried in Israel, and he was a fucking British citizen.
See, that's the thing that completely makes sense to me is I've never heard that theory before.
And people say it's anti-Semitic, but it's not anti-Semitic. It's against Mossad. It's not against the people of Israel.
Hearing
him
say that,
it's not anti-Semitic.
Doesn't it just like fuck you so mindfuck when you just get, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because like I've been there, and I'm just like.
It's a deep hole to get into. It's a deep hole to get into.
But it's fucking real, bro.
All right. Final word. We'll give it to King.
I just think that something like that, hearing Jack explain it like that, it makes complete and total sense because, you know, check this out. I have a theory on it. I'm not claiming any of these people are innocent. You know, if they did do it, they are absolutely fucking sick.
Hey, producer Slim's on point today, baby.
They're sick and terrible fucking people.
Yeah.
and I hope they do whatever they have to do, you know, the consequences and everything.
It's still going
to
come out.
But
dude,
what I'm saying is, I think about it in a way that imagine if there was a group of people, highly intelligent, rich, wealthy people. They buy an island, and they say, hey, check this out. We're going to bring all the most famous people here, politicians, actors, you know, president, whoever we fucking want.
Yeah.
And we're, you know, you guys ever, this is a little tangent, so it'll be a little long final word. But there was a study that just got opened up. It's got declassified about Charles Manson, right?
Yeah.
MK Ultra, bro. Charles, check this out. Charles Manson was in prison for most of his life.
In and out of prison.
In and out of prison most of his life. They came to him while he was in prison and said, hey, dude, check this out. In like the 60s, early 60s, said, hey.
It was like 52.
Hey, we're going to give you this acid that this guy theorized over in Sweden, this fucking freak. We're going to give you that. We don't know what it does to people. And we're going to give it to you. And we're going to let you out of prison, and we're going to let you just infect everybody with this acid. And when he got, Shannon Tate is the girl he murdered, right?
Yeah, the actress.
Yeah, the actress. He, you know, he got
pregnant actress.
He got people to do crimes for him.
Yeah, he never actually killed
anybody. He never actually killed anybody. And he was a operative for the CIA.
Yeah.
So if they can do that, you're not telling me they can get some motherfuckers to go to an island, get them high as fuck, and make them fuck some kids?
Yeah, dude.
As horrible as a fucking sound? I'm not saying nobody's insane. For the leverage. If you did it, you're fucking horrible. But what I'm saying is, leverage.
It's not about eating kids and stuff like that. It's leverage.
He had a picture of Bill Clinton in a blue dress. He had Bill Clinton in his pocket.
Exactly.
He said, check this out, bro. Anybody I want. And like he said, with Jeffrey Epstein being interchangeable, you think he's the first fucking one?
No. And he's not going to be the last.
There's been people for motherfucking hundreds of motherfucking years doing this shit. And he was the one that they said, hey, check this out, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, whether they're all aware of it or not.
He's probably still fucking alive somewhere, bro. He ain't fucking dead. Are you kidding me? The information he knows, they can't let him die. He has money on everybody.
That's true.
Same thing with Jazane or whatever the fuck the dumb bitch's name is.
Mm-hmm.
If she makes it to her court day, was it like September 12th? She makes it to that.
Hey, keyword you said if, because that bitch ain't making shit. Dude, they ain't gonna let her
at
go
this point, though, she has come to on, make dude. It.
She has to, exactly.
If she doesn't make it, everybody's gonna be like, what the fuck is going on?
And that's only because people are hit because of what's-his-face getting killed in the prison. Like, they know, like, they can't...
This shit's crazy.
But at the same time, though, like, this shit hasn't been talked about...
It goes back to Princess Diane. You want to talk about that?
This shit hasn't been talked about in a long time, so...
All right, yeah. Spicy, heavy topic, so here we go. Okay.
No. I already said
what... Karaoke, what song you singing?
No, I already said what the next topic was, because I want to hear your guys'...
Yeah, let's hear it. Check it out.
I'll go first on this. So, there was an incident that happened in our hometown...
Local.
...at a gas station that all of us... go to probably pretty frequently.
My main gas station.
It's right here in Akron, Ohio.
Sunoco.
Sunoco. Don't blow it up.
No.
That's the spot.
People know.
Wait, time out.
It's
can
on
you guys
Margo Road and Ken Road?
Can you guys king Sunoco the Ellet gas station though?
Mm.
What's the Ellet gas station?
Myers Mom's Marathon.
Oh
no,
come
no,
on,
no,
that's
no,
the
no,
east
no.
side, bro.
No,
that's the east high school
I
neighborhood.
I feel like we all
we're
have
talking Ellet Sunoco.
I mean,
is that
I mean
place?
Like
that
I,
nasty Circle K. Under,
it was Louis. Louis
right next to the dirty.
Oh, dude, that
no,
place
that's
with
yours.
That, with officer with
no,
officer
minus Speedway.
Minus Sunoco.
I go to
Speedway. We all
they got
know.
The pizza though.
Officer Doofy that works at fucking
Officer Doofy that works at
Circle K.
This is Migrador Speedway.
Hey, what
no,
was,
he works
what
at the
was,
Circle K
what
next
was
to the dirty.
Name,
Jack? Sean asked.
Slow me.
Yeah, that's what I call.
Do you know
them.
The dude from Migrador Speedway?
K or no?
Every time you walk in there, he's like, "I'll be like, hey, give me a pack of cigarettes. You ain't no cigarettes." Every single time, dude.
Just give me my damn cigarettes. Yeah. All right, guys.
Yo, all right. My gas station.
He's
fantastic. Hey, let Monty talk. Shut up.
No. I want to hear Slim's gas
no,
station.
My gas station is okay by my house. Like,
yeah.
What on triplet?
That
you can't
that
get gas
sucks.
From?
Yeah.
Monty. I mean,
just
Alex.
A store?
Hey, no, time out.
Either
that circle
that motherfucker used to be a Dairy Mart.
Or I go to the get-go.
Alex, doesn't the worst Circle K employee in the world work at that Circle K?
Hey,
yeah, there's
no.
About a 97-year-old woman that works there.
She
like
hates
Hale
everyone.
From fucking Hire.
I fuck with her, though.
And she
no,
fucking
she hates
everyone. I have an expired
I like
ID.
Her.
You know, I'm not getting an ID. I got DUI, so it's not happening.
She's a hag.
I got to get my ID.
So get a goddamn state ID.
Because if I get a new ID, I have to give
you
a driving
through
so I have to take my test.
That must
again.
Be a new
that's
thing.
So
I don't
check
know
this out.
That.
I failed my first.
The fucking airwaves are terrible right now.
Sorry,
I failed I'm my sorry. First time. I'm not taking that test again.
You failed your driving test?
My first time, absolutely. Didn't you fail it like three times?
No, I failed it twice.
Twice. I failed it once.
I ran a red light, allegedly.
You failed your driver's test twice?
Yeah, bro. And I was about to... I tried beating dude up the second time.
And you ran a red light.
Yeah, allegedly.
During a driver's course?
He said I did a California...
I mean, you might have got all the
car-like I got a driver's license.
And then the first time I failed, I was in Ravenna. Where there's no speed limit signs, and apparently I was going 10 over.
I tried to beat dude up.
Okay. Hold on. Can I just give one last closing statement on our gas stations? My mom's first job was at Dairy Mart, so shout out to Dairy Mart.
My grandma used to work at Dairy Mart, bro.
My uncle went to prison for like 15 years for robbing a Dairy Mart at gunpoint. So shout out to my
We got nice. Family ties. My gangsta, grandma used gangsta. To work at a Dairy Mart manager.
15 years for armed robbery?
Yeah.
Did he shoot someone?
Probably.
He had prior convictions.
I don't know.
15 fucking years?
That's what I'm saying,
That's the
bro.
Thing that bothers me. Like, some of the... Like, you beat someone up at a bar, they give you three goddamn years.
6 years most.
What the fuck
Max.
Are you talking about?
Yeah.
First time...
3 years of my life is just gone?
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
That's all?
Doesn't matter.
What?
I think they give people outrageous sentences.
I'll give the dude the beats and walk away.
They give people outrageous sentences.
Is he out of jail, though?
Yeah, no. We had to go pick him up from prison, yeah. He's out. He's
been
out for...
Are you cool with him?
He's the one who almost gave the beats for being racist.
Okay, so but he was racist in jail?
Talk about it?
Huh?
Fuck yeah, he's racist
in jail. About his armed robbery?
Did he kill the shooter? Like, he definitely shot
How
the
is
guy.
He racist in jail?
He was probably
he
in
hung
Aryan
out with the white people.
Oh, God.
How is he racist in jail? Listen, everybody's racist in jail.
You ever seen him with his shirt off?
What the
No,
on,
no,
let Roddy talk.
Can you ever see him with his shirt off? He got some SS tattoos.
He just looks like a flabby old white.
Can you call the guy? Can we have him on the show?
Yeah.
Or would he not be happy to talk about why he went to prison?
No,
phone him in. I'll hook him up.
I'll ask.
I mean, okay. It's spot right. of the moment. Call all right,
that was the closing. Let's get back to the Sunoco thing, okay? Can I get my whole
opinion
about
this?
Yes, yes, yes.
Because that gas station is near and dear.
This is a big thing.
The evil.
Okay, I got this.
I can play the audio if you want.
Stop it. I got this. No, fuck that.
All right.
So basically, this guy... Did you guys watch the whole 3-minute video?
I did.
Yeah.
I
have not seen it. Well, can you guys explain?
Maybe play the video.
Okay.
Can I see
we got the screen
with
up.
Some audio?
Let's play. Yeah, let's play. Will we get audio, Slim?
Give us some context, Mom.
No.
I just need to see the video. What happens?
Okay, so basically.
You'll see.
There is. Yeah.
Do we know this guy? Did he use
no.
fucked up shit?
No. I don't think he's even from around here.
No,
for
he's not. You
Slim.
I don't know why I went to
Ah, he got caught. Look at him. All right, here it is. Here it is.
No one will get audio but the people with headphones.
Oh, here. Sorry. Thank you.
Look at this guy's fucking profile picture.
You guys hear it?
Yeah.
You know who she is, Ron.
Yeah, she's
we all know this girl.
Dude, I've known her since I was 16,
This dude's
bro.
Got a lot going on in his life, it sounds like.
Yeah, exactly. Good for her.
Huge dick.
She's awesome. I love her.
Yeah.
She's so nice to everybody.
Who is this asshole?
That's what I'm saying.
You know what's crazy?
Hold on, guys, please. Can I have my... Now that we talked about it.
Go ahead.
It's Provost right here.
Give us some context.
Who the fuck is
that
guy?
So, well, dude walks into... It's a Sunoco. Obviously, there's a mask rule. And she says, hey, I can't... You gotta wear a mask. Dude says, I don't have one. Sorry, I'm not wearing one.
He didn't say sorry he's not wearing one. He said, I'm not wearing one.
Says,
and you're not going to make me wear one.
Little Trump supporter bitch. Throws an absolute fit that he has to wear a mask. Says he's going to call this chick's boss. Call the manager of the Sunoco.
That girl has worked there for 10 years, and she is the sweetest girl that's ever worked there. Okay. I love her. I just bought
Has everybody got their shit in?
Yep.
Can I talk now?
Yeah. Go for it.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Fuck. All right, so my whole thing about this is the way I feel about people not wearing masks. I'll start with that. If you don't want to wear a mask, that is perfectly fine with me. Just I'm going to keep my distance away from you. I'm not going to be around you. I'm not going to call you an asshole or talk shit to you or none of that. I'm going to mind my fucking business and stay away from you.
Because if you were in danger, you would stay the fuck home, right? If you thought you're right.
Let him talk.
I have a very
That being said, if I was at my job and my instructions were if somebody has a mask or doesn't have a mask on and they walk into the store, you ask them to leave. And if they refuse, you call the police or do whatever you got to do.
You don't serve them, yeah.
You don't serve them.
I don't know if I'd call the police, but definitely not serve them, right? You got to do your job.
No, it's the same thing as no masks.
You're calling the cops.
It's like no shoes, no shirt, no service.
You just follow the protocols, yeah. What you're saying. Whatever your boss tells you to do.
The
funny
thing is, the people who are making the argument of, oh, well, what if they had a sign outside that said no gays allowed, no trans allowed?
Yeah, that's
allowed.
The same.
Come on, we're going. There's
false equivalency.
Exactly. Yeah. But that's the argument people are using.
No, it's not. People are going
if
there.
I could take you right to the fucking page and show you.
Are you kidding
That's what
me?
People are saying. Listen.
I'm against the mask, but the related to what? I mean,
that's what people are saying, bro.
A lot of people have schizophrenia and don't realize it.
Slim has her shit favorited.
Yeah,
bro.
I don't know why. No, that's why recently. All right, so.
all right, just let me keep going on this, though. Like I said, if I was at work and somebody told me, like my boss told me, you know, what? That's exactly what.
Because he writes your check.
Yeah, she not was the guy just with doing no her mask. Job. So for that dude to sit there and be a fucking asshole like that,
right?
Like, bro, just leave the gas station. That's what I'm saying. And he was in our hometown. My whole Eli Owana, if anybody can ever
contact, wait, we have a profile.
This is
right
profile, here, right here. This is the man. This is
can
the
we
man.
Like bring him up?
If
can
anybody could ever
here?
Contact this Eli Owana,
go to his profile picture. Look at what kind
hey,
of fucking
gotta,
cocksucker this
hey,
dude
oh,
looks
yeah.
like.
Oh, Slim, yeah. Will you be brave enough to just message him for the gang,
hey,
the gang right now?
Eli Owana, I'll right beat there, your yeah. ass anywhere you want.
His girl,
you can find me anywhere. I will meet you anywhere you want.
I will, and if anybody's against any of that, you can find me at Andrew Fioramonte on Facebook. Let's have it out. And I'm not talking let's argue, because I'm not about that.
Can you Facebook call?
Let's beat him up. Let's get the hands thrown.
I'll message him right now.
Get him on the phone. Get him on the phone.
Message him right now. What should I say?
Facebook call him. Facebook call him.
What should I say?
Just be like,
we want to talk about the Sunoco incident.
Yeah, video call him, dude. If you guys
want to, I don't know if that it won't come through on the audio.
No, we're gonna talk about this Sunoco. I'd rather die for them, folk. I love them,
but just don't be a dick face.
Are you kidding me? He was.
What were we gonna do? Have an intellectual conversation with that guy? No.
Hey, why were you a prick?
No, that's what. That's exactly what I was saying earlier.
Yeah,
we have
that.
To.
No,
that's our job.
Take you to court, and you can get in a lot of trouble for doxing somebody these days.
We're gonna ask him.
We just
want
to.
No.
He made this shit public, and he made this shit.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah,
it's about. I want to ask him why.
Toms.
The shit is public on Facebook. So yeah, no, the comments.
Hey, look at your dumbass friend Darren.
Hey, can you comment on it right now?
I know he's.
Casey Barker, is that Sunoco and Elliot?
God damn it! No, that was Sunoco and Elliot.
That is funny shit.
Can you comment on it and just
yo
ask
fuck
if
that
he
dude?
Would let us
she's
call
been
him
there
the
for
right
years.
Now.
Always great service. And that guy.
What's the last comment?
That's what we're about. Casey.
That's Big Biscuit.
That's what we're about.
Literally, everyone, look at Nate from Cue Ball.
What's
boom,
his name? What's his name? I'm getting him on the phone.
Put my gas with his hat on.
I'm getting, man. What's his name?
His name. Look at my post. Just go to my last Facebook
post. Let me see his name.
Go to my last Facebook post. His
Rachel
name
Charlie,
is,
she's a cool ass shit. She's married to Maddie.
I can only imagine how many threats.
O-A-N-A.
Hey, and you know what's fucked up? Because Shorty, her name's Megan. And her mom is from New Era.
Oh, I'm
in New Era is like my family's like go-to restaurant, bro.
Really? I've never ate there in my life.
You know what's really fucked up?
Get a nice little Serbian paprikash or a pig in a blanket.
I got no service.
I can't pull up the post right now, but what's really fucked up
is what do you say?
Look at the comments on this post, though. Like, people are supporting this guy. Like, I can't believe they
would. No, don't. Please don't go into this hole, because I was in this earlier, and this is what I was talking to Jack about, because it's literally old people, like, sending each other, like, calling each other names and shit. It's stupid.
I want
to
talk to
it's
ridiculous.
Guys. Okay.
This is
it's
literally
ridiculous.
Mental
okay.
illness run rampant. This is what happens when you shut down the mental health
Absolute,
care facilities
yeah.
in the country.
No fucking shit, dude. If
you make
go
it
on
seem
Facebook
like people are actually
about,
crazy.
I'm telling you.
When they don't get help or when they
you
get help.
You go on Facebook, you talk about political, and you talk about religion, and you talk about this bullshit. I'm telling you, dude. Check this out. If you don't figure out this mask shit, I wear a mask because I want to get on with my motherfucking life.
Yeah, bro.
I need to go to a store. I need to go in the
gas station.
You know
what? I'm
going to
say on the podcast right fucking now. Hey, you know what? Eli Owana, whatever the fuck your name is.
Fuck you.
We're talking about you right now. Guess what? You can meet me. You can meet this guy. You can meet this guy. You can meet this guy. You can meet that boy.
Don't fuck with
Sunoco. And you also can give you the beats if you want to fucking
not Daya.
Being a not wearing a mask bitch Trump supporter pussy. Hey, okay?
That was that's
how about that? How about that? This is on recording.
Jeez,
on the
all
podcast.
Right. All right.
They're all on the same.
He's up. Hey, but that's a threat to anybody. If you guys want it, come and get it at a dude, fucking you know, the studio.
That was bold, Cotton.
Because mom's implicated.
All right, guys.
Mm. Right.
We digress.
So let's get on a happy thought, guys. Let's juice it up, man. Who's happy right now, man? What's been going on?
I'm
somebody
good,
give
bro.
Me something exciting.
I got the mood
exciting.
Pills from Joe Rogan. I'm feeling
oh,
great.
Yeah. Give us your review on those.
Yeah, okay,
so
you
have mood pills.
I'm
huh?
not saying it's been a placebo effect, but I have been feeling
are you sure?
excellent.
Hey, wow. What do you got? Can you elaborate? What's he got?
Things been going right.
What? Hold on. What did Jack just say? What Jack
said,
just
said? I don't know if you guys should be FaceTiming strangers if you're feeling excellent.
Thank no, you. That was just
you,
a Snapchat
Slim,
recording.
Slim, what do you
oh,
okay. got?
That was Snapchat.
Okay. He's got the Myers brain pills.
Not the brain pills.
Not brain pills. He has the
those
mood
are on the
pills.
Streets
the mood
now?
Pills. Oh, yes.
Those are on the streets? The Myers brain pills?
No,
they're the Onnit mood pills from that's Joe Rogan's
trying to get their legal joints.
I don't care if they're legal or not. Just like
they help
sell them.
They help build your serotonin.
It's a Myers pill.
Killing serotonin
they give
with
you
with me. Ooh.
More relaxation.
So do you feel
this
like you want to fight
the
somebody?
The new mood right here? No, absolutely not. I feel
hey,
great.
What if it's the mood I want, though? What if I am trying to fight somebody and I'm like,
hey,
yeah,
check this out, though.
What if he's trying to fight?
Ah.
What if he's trying to fuck the person he's
look,
fighting?
They're trying to get me. Look. I went to the website and they're trying to get Alpha Brain. They're trying to get me. Offer it.
King.
Myers actually said something pretty smart to me the other day, and he's
imagine
a smart
that.
Dude.
Yeah, because he's on brain pills.
No, he is on brain pills. He says he hasn't taken them in a while.
Go ahead.
But like you just said about the serotonin, it increases your serotonin, makes it produce whatever. Because I always tell him, like, you know, after I do, like, you know, I've done acid or whatever, and after I do it, I feel like real empty after, like,
yeah,
I feel
do.
Real weird the next day, really open about yeah. shit.
Your teeth
I'm,
hurt?
Well, for sure. I remember one time
that's
I was
right
walking.
5-HTP, that's what helps restore your serotonin.
So check this out. And it really made a lot of sense. Like, I wonder why I feel like such shit the next day. It's because when you do it, it makes your serotonin go up so much. That the next day, it's like your body doesn't.
You have nothing.
Your body doesn't produce it.
It's
that.
Got no reserves.
So
you
even
expended
if your, body,
your reserves.
Even if your body produces the amount it's supposed to, it's not enough because you were just so fucking
right.
produced.
You were
high
on it.
It's so weird when you think about it in that type of way. It's like.
Because like
it's,
your
it's
body obviously
thing.
Has serotonin like reserves,
there, yeah, for
automatically,
sure.
right?
A lot
and
of
when
people...
you do something good, when you fucking accomplish something at work and you get recognized for it, boom, it's like boom, serotonin. You feel like hell
but
yeah.
But when you do it artificially with like acid or maybe that you know a different type of drug, cocaine or whatever,
all out.
And then the next
it's
day
like,
you're
boom.
Like, damn, why do I feel like shit? Why do I feel so unmotivated? Why do I feel blase blah? It's because you're absolutely depleted.
You're
from
drained.
It's
you're
so
depleted.
Weird to think about
so
it like
this
that.
Helps with that. Not only that, but it's a stress reliever. And I don't know. For me, it's just been making me feel good. It does have tryptophan in it, though.
What?
It's the chemical that's in turkey that makes you
makes
tired.
You sleepy.
Oh, shit.
That's the only thing I don't like about it, but everything else is great.
What? That's crazy.
It's kind of a myth, though.
Nah.
Kind of. It makes you sleepy, but tryptophans are also like a substance that you like are in psychedelics and stuff.
True. But yeah, a lot of times that stuff makes you tired. Mm-hmm. Either way, I like it. I dig it. I think it's been making me feel really good lately. I mean, I've had a great week. I've honestly had a great week.
Good.
And this is the first week I can say I've had to where I've been so confident and so just on it in myself. Like, I feel good.
Let
good,
Ron dude. Talk because he's having
I'm
a
glad.
Small meltdown right now.
Are you a cheesehead?
Yeah, dude. What?
Look at him.
You never knew that Jack was a cheeser, bro?
He looks like
he
fucking
fit in
Clay
so well
Matthews,
at the tailgate.
Motherfucker. Of course
I know.
He's a cheeser.
That's
he fit in
I'm
so well.
I'm a Packers fan, bro. I'm not obnoxious.
So you're also you're moonlighting as a Browns fan?
No, I just
moonlighting.
You guys all like them. I'm gonna chill and like them too. I'm not gonna hate them.
Hey, Ron,
we don't that. Like you.
Come on, bro. What are you
oh damn, Ron,
you're he's out, a, bro.
Since when do we not fuck with? I mean, yeah,
the Packers.
That's
we're
not,
cool with the Packers.
Why are you, would you not?
Be? I mean, it's not like
they're not the Browns.
It could be worse. Why? He could be a Steelers fan.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Josh Sheppy is what a loser. Hope he's listening.
shout out to that guy for being a Steelers fan, I guess.
No, fuck him. No, I like him. He's my friend. But he's a loser.
Okay, back to the Sunoco situation. Fuck that guy. Yeah. Fuck anyone who is like so against wearing a mask that you're going to make a scene, you're going to not wear a mask in the store. Here's how I see about it. I'm supposed to walk up to people and be like, hey, do you need a mask? And offer them one. If they That's don't, nice of you. All I can say is, make sure you're social distancing. Keep 6 feet apart from anyone, including my associates. That's all I can say.
You can't serve them the pieces.
No, and okay. It sucks because I hate it. Because people do really be just walking in bare face, and I fucking can't stand it now. I used to, like, a few months ago, before I was back to work, I didn't care. I was like, yeah, I'm going to stay six feet away from people. I'm not going to wear a mask. Yeah, it's fine. But now, I cannot stand people who don't wear a mask. I think of them as lesser human beings. Hey!
Cocaine only.
What is this? Hey! None of that. Hey!
None of what?
I'm talking to you.
Oh, sorry.
Slim was in the middle of a conversation.
We're talking about going to rehab.
And you guys are talking. Oh.
Good. Yeah. So.
You think your life's important? Please let him talk. Yeah. Me and Alex trying to get clean.
Ron, you almost died. So. Exactly. I think of people now that don't wear masks as lesser human beings. I just look at them and I think, wow, you really don't care about the human race. This one chick came in with her recyclable bags under her arm. And I was like, wow, that's great. You care about the environment, but your lack of a mask shows you don't care about the humans in the environment. That's really great. I appreciate you. I wish I could have told her that to her face, but you know, it is what it is. It is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, if you are the type of person that's really going to allow this to bother you that much, like, you really honestly need to take a step back and look at your life, because there's something in your life that's really bothering you.
Yes.
Rather than taking it out on some innocent woman that works a low-wage job as it is, not saying anything about her or anything, but it's not like she has the easiest life.
She has, and you're going to make it more difficult.
You're a piece of shit.
She probably makes good money, but still, it's why are you taking your anger on a gas station clerk?
Because you got nothing going on.
You're projecting.
You're projecting your miserable.
Especially one that's been there for how many years?
When you talk about things that...
You're first Asian?
It's funny. It's really basic, and it's really simple. We've all seen it on social media for years. But what you don't like about somebody else is probably the thing you don't like about yourself.
Ooh.
Flat the fuck out.
Wow.
I'm telling you, I don't like people that, you know, might try to cover up how they are sometimes, and I do that. Mm-hmm. I try to act like I got it all together, and guess what? I'm a fucking mess.
That's the reason it's so easy to spot it.
But at least you ain't us. That's beautiful.
It's the way it goes, bro. I mean, you got to realize that. I'm 100% honest. There's a theory, and it's not really a theory. It's a theory I make up in my head, but it's the 8-mile theory. There's nothing you can say about me if I say it about myself already.
Yep.
Yeah. Everything I fucking say, like, trust me, like, I laugh. Like, there's shit I do on a daily basis that is like, you really did that, you fucking loser. You stay up for 48 hours in the woods. You're a loser. It's just, but you can't call me a loser because I don't think I'm a loser.
Well,
but
you
I can
said
think
it about
it
yourself,
that
though. But I mean,
what were you about to say?
You wook.
Wait, time out, Slim.
That's the third
time
I've been called
time
a
out,
wook.
Alex. Slim.
A wook.
Slim, let me bring you
is that a Japanese cooking dish? A wook?
Yeah.
Slim. A wook. So you think
it means you're fried.
So you think what me and Alex do when we go out there and we have our fun? Because you're kind of like my friend Logan, dude. He thinks like, and Logan's a little wannabe gangster, a little dumbass.
Damn.
And
damn.
I mean, I love the kid.
Yo, Logie Rings.
Yo. He's getting drunk and firing guns in the middle of town. It's like,
hey, I saw him and his girl having it out.
Sex? Wait,
which one?
What? Sex?
I don't know. But.
They were fucking or they fighting?
Fighting.
Nice. Did he hit her again? I'm just kidding. It was a joke. Hey, but listen, though. Nah, leave that in. He'll love it. Hey, he wanted me to call him, dude. Because, listen, I told him the story about, like, how we all had, like, our thing, like, about what was the, like, worst shit we did. And yours, you won, hands down, with the shower, sex, to clean the vagina, nailed it. And I told him that story, and he's like, why didn't you guys call me, dude? I got a story. And Logan, dude, the guy is...
I'm just giving looks.
It's disgusting. But, like, he judges me and Alex.
I want him to tell it. I don't want you to tell it.
He judges me and Alex, though. He's just like, you guys go out there and hang out with a bunch of weird-ass hippies in the woods and all this. And they have hairy vaginas and armpits that are braided.
Yeah, I judge you
I'm
guys,
like,
too.
Easy.
But,
so you're judging me and Alex because we go out there and have a fun time camping with our normal friends that we go to the bar with?
If you go to the Legends, I consider you wooks.
Okay, you're weird.
If you don't go to the ledges, I'm going to consider you.
No, I have a lot of friends.
Don't go to the ledges, dude. You got some things to work out. Slim is weird.
I do consider anyone.
All of us have gone to the ledges and had amazing times.
I consider anyone.
Have you ever had a bad time at the ledges?
Yes. I've had a horrible time.
I don't want to jinx it.
But I've been there and I've had a great time to make up for it.
I've never had a bad time.
I mean, at this point in my life, dude, I'm 25 years old. A bad trip is just in your head. I can't have a bad trip.
All right, but listen.
I can't. Like, when I was younger, I was 19 years old when I went there. I did 6 hits on accident. I tripped my face off. Didn't even know what was happening to me. Had a bad trip. I go out there. I did 6 hits fucking a few weeks ago. I was out there barefoot, swim trunks, no shit. I was out there.
You were insane.
Hey, Alex, I was walking through the trails barefooted, bro.
Are you talking about that time
I
was with you?
One hit and I'm losing my mind.
6.
King, you talking about that time?
Going ham, bro. Flat out.
How long were you awake?
King, you talking about when I was with you?
Oh.
Dude, I don't sleep when I'm out there. And, you know, if you listen to this, anybody I know, just check it out, bro. Deal with it or live with it.
Yeah, that one. Always turn that
one. All right, so biggest headline coming out of Akron, Ohio this week. Goodyear tires.
Oh, my God.
Put into place. That Black Lives Matter apparel is unacceptable. Lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, pride shit against shit. It is unacceptable. MAGA tire is unacceptable. All lives matter is... Wait, I'm like, Black Lives Matter is acceptable. Lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, pride is acceptable. Blue the lives matter, all lives matter, MAGA tire, and political affiliated slogans or material are unacceptable. This shit got national headlines. The president of the United States said, wow, this company is against us. Let's boycott this company.
First of all, what made Akron, Ohio, boys? Can we just shout out AK Rowdy 330?
Let's say that first of all. That made Akron, Ohio. Second of all, Goodyear has employed thousands of employees.
We all know somebody that's worked.
We all know somebody that's worked at Goodyear.
My whole neighborhood was started because
my uncle works for Goodyear.
My dad worked at Goodyear when he was 18.
My dad did the sheet metal there.
He was building tires at 18.
I just don't have a problem with them banning all this stuff because they banned
because
it on both sides.
It makes division.
They banned Joe Biden shit.
Cool.
Exactly.
You had to do it on both sides. It's algebra, baby.
Work is not
you did it one, you gotta do to the other. It's what happened.
Wait.
If they would have just banned Trump shit, they would have just banned Biden shit, that's a problem. Because you can't silence people. But check this out. When you're in a workplace and you own free enterprise, and hey, motherfucker, this is my goddamn building, this is my company, you're not wearing that shit in here. If I tell you not to wear fucking blue, guess what? You're not wearing fucking blue.
Right.
Everybody shut up. It's not racist. It's not discriminatory.
Wow.
Is that a doorstop?
That is a literal hog leg.
That's a... Wow.
That's a fucking...
Oh, my God.
Is that the mega hog
Let me see it.
Oh, my God. Crikey,
mate. God, we need cameras in this bitch.
Oh, can we somehow, like, just post it somewhere?
Jack, stop!
Hey, you guys.
Jack, you have the ability to stop. Stop it.
Jack just rolled something that can stop traffic.
Okay. This motherfucker rolled a spike
flare.
Strip.
He rolled a flare.
The motherfucker on their head.
Is that a dunce hat? All
right, shouts out to my
wacky
city's company, Goodyear Tires, because they are putting a stop to that Blue Lives Matter shit, putting a stop to that All Lives Matter shit, putting a stop to MAGA shit, all that. Shout outs to Goodyear Tires, and the president wants to revoke.
My father.
Not revoke, but downgrade Goodyear Tires and say not vote for them. Or not.
Well, I'm 100%, dude. If you want me to prove my Goodyearness, I'll go get a fucking wing foot on my arm tomorrow.
I mean, okay. Their tires are expensive. I'm just, you know, but. However, they're a company that ran Akron for
they
how many years?
Out Firestone
they made us
all
the
chumps,
they made
dude.
Us the rubber capital of
and
the world.
And they took right. over all the dude. There were so many big companies in Ohio right here in Akron. You got Firestone
and, my whole
and
thing,
Goodrich
you, hey, and my whole thing. For,
and who bought them all out? Fucking Goodyear, dude.
If there is anyone who is
Goodyear's
listening from
the champion of time,
Ron,
so, my bad.
If there is anyone who is from Akron, my question to you is. Are you taking, like, if you're an old Trump supporter or whatever, are you taking this personal? Because this
I'm neither
is,
and I'm not.
This is him trying to hit your hometown that you grew up in,
but
right in its heart.
Everyone's always
so
got something to say.
You need to question whether Trump is doing enough for you to literally try to break down your city.
I'm at the point, does it matter, though, dude?
I personally think that no matter... I mean, obviously, he's the president. He can do
it's
a lot of things. But at the same time, I believe
we're
that...
We're a hamster wheel in the system, bro.
That's cynical. I don't like
yeah, don't
like
black
that.
Pill us, bro.
I don't like singing like that.
So you think that us voting and we're gonna make come on, guys. How many presidents have we had now?
Too many.
I've had three in my lifetime, right? Bush, Obama, Trump. Did I have one before Bush?
Four.
Who's before Bush?
Clinton.
What?
Clinton.
How many presidents have there
we
been?
We were born during Clinton.
45. Obama's 40.
Who was
before Bush?
94.
Bush was Clinton.
Was I alive for Clinton?
94,
yeah.
That's when he
I
got
I thought
elected.
My first president was Bush.
Clinton was elected in like
my first president was Bush Sr. I was born in 90 when he was still president.
But
Clinton hadn't taken over
shit,
yet.
Dude.
Yeah, it was Bush Sr., Clinton,
so we've
Bush
seen
Jr.,
four presidents.
Obama,
obviously,
Trump.
We don't remember what
okay,
Clinton did.
Bill Clinton was president from 1993
was
to 2001.
Yes.
Really? Wait, did 2001?
7 years.
How's that possible?
Because 7 years, he got
yeah.
impeached.
Hold up.
January.
2001, Clinton was the...
Yeah.
January.
What are you talking?
January 21st, 2001 is when he took over.
2001?
Yeah, I know he was president for 8 fucking years.
So wait,
are you an idiot?
Are you an idiot?
But 2001, right.
He wasn't president then.
Real quick, this
when
is
did they elect him?
George W. Bush got sworn into like office February. On January 21st, 2001. Yeah.
So
9 months later, 9/11 happened.
So wait,
that's
real quick, real quick.
Why Bill Clinton was a president until 2001.
He was president until 2001.
Yeah, okay. Hey,
he was president 20 days into 2001.
Hey,
you
jabronis, listen,
I
real
got
quick.
More days on the shitter.
This was the president's tweet about Goodyear tires. He said, "Don't buy Goodyear tires." They announced a ban on MAGA hats. Get better tires for less. This is what the radical left Democrats do. Two can play at that game,
cool
and we have to start playing it now. So Trump is basically trying to put people to cancel the
it's
one
for revolution, folks.
That hires more people in Akron than
who gives
anyone?
A fuck about any of that. It's time to revolt.
So I'm saying, if you think
I'm
the president
saying,
controls anything in your
America
life,
started?
You're absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
You're
a great
you guys,
country. Revolution.
On,
what time
I,
is it?
Rise
up, I know how Akron was started.
The revolution isn't ready yet, friend.
Why?
It's too tumultuous. You don't want it to happen now. It'll be
my
too bloody. We'll lose too many people.
My dad says it is absolutely 1,000% impossible to take over our government. Revolution, like the revolt.
Yeah.
Now, at a certain point, you got to understand that people in
the
military have families.
Yeah, but how many of those people are like, dude? Like, this is what's dude, what is going on? Is fucked up. There has to be changed. It's never going to change. It's never going to change. Those people are going to die off, and hopefully we have change, but come on. You think it's just going to... Our next president, whether... Let's say this fucking Biden gets in. First of all, that guy's...
A total dipshit.
Yeah, I'd rather have Trump at this point if we're going to fucking put apples to apples right here. But... I just...
My whole thing...
It ain't going to change, bro. I mean,
do you think
what?
The country will...
What are you trying to change?
Are you kidding me? Just like how the way shit is ran, bro. Like it's so fucked up, and it's all the like the. It's because like the people that have been in power for so long, it's passed down.
But Jack understands what you're saying. Listen to his.
It's like a top.
Listen to Jack's
argument. There's no
escape,
dude. Revolution. That's all.
Yeah, dude. The thing is, like.
But you guys are right. We can't take this.
You need to. We need to educate a bunch of people first before we just decide to tear all this down, or we're gonna be in fucking worse position than we are now. Way worse.
Do you agree too with like how everyone says there's no point, there's no movement towards like everyone's protesting every day. You see these people, but there's no plan, dude. And I totally like I agree with that. But what it's they're everyone's noticing it now.
What
like
you,
for
what,
so long
the,
we've had
the Black Lives Matter protests.
Yeah, but there's
yeah
just,
defund the police.
But I mean, dude, there's so much more than that. I mean, that's a great
obviously,
setup,
but that's
like
a, that's where we got to start. We got to reestablish what the police is.
We don't.
The police is fear.
The police is.
The police is fear right now.
Yet,
not the ban.
Are we ready to throw it over and say this is our plan? That nobody has that now. They think it's with the police, dude. It's beyond the fucking police. The police. Is
yeah, it's more than just the police.
But that's
sure.
a big part.
It's the whole system. It's the. The reason that
and you can't
police
that
even interact with people on the scale that they do in our society, it shouldn't happen to anybody, let alone the minority in the country, the oppressed minority. Like, those are the people that it should happen to least often, are the people
well,
that have
shit,
historically
but, like, it's
been
not even, like,
oppressed
who should,
in your country.
Deserves it or not, you know?
Yeah, no, no matter who, there's no, well, like, deserves it more. No, yeah. I totally understand what you're saying. Like, I'm just saying, like, it's even worse that it happens to anybody.
So long that these cops know what they've been taught. And it's like, the, you know, they grew up, it's beyond what they learned at the academy. It's like, when I grew up, my dad taught me, like, mm-hmm. I'm in the bad part of the neighborhood, everybody's a fucking criminal.
Yeah.
And that's where it's fucking, it's...
Well, that's where we're wrong.
And everyone knows that. We're at the point where we know where it's fucked up.
Exactly. But
what do you do?
What do everybody's you do?
What the fuck do you do, bro?
What do you do?
Any Joe Schmo can go in there and be like,
education.
I love everybody.
You have to. I'm not a voter, so I can't speak for that.
You have to and immediately reinvest in education.
Everybody says
I can vote, I just don't.
Hey, how many of you guys can't vote?
It's like, what am I voting for?
I can vote, I just don't.
I can vote. I didn't want to vote.
I vote every single time. But check this out. I'm going to leave you guys with this. If you don't vote during your city and state elections, don't fucking vote during the presidency.
Bro, I don't know what they're doing. I know nothing about what they're doing.
If you only vote during the president elections, you're a fucking idiot.
Because it ain't doing shit.
You vote during the city and the state. You vote for your own shit. You vote for the councilman because those are the people that make the electoral votes that really makes it matter.
They draw the districts.
You can interrupt me whenever you want.
I'm just saying, like, we're all bitching about, like, where would you, is there any other place you'd rather live, though?
Florida. No income tax.
Oh, you mean like first in the United States, the world?
So yeah, come on. What other country would you guys want to live in?
I'll go up Canada right now. Bro, you can free healthcare.
I love America,
I can
dude.
Smoke weed legally.
I don't believe,
later, guys.
I don't believe it's free. Peace. I believe it's free, but Ohio's I don't believe it's free like they say.
The world,
I'm out of here.
It's free. It's just like it's not at the same like time scale that we're used to dealing with.
You
medicine.
Go into a hospital
like,
right now, you bro. You need ACL, a surgery. You're getting that shit. I believe up
and
there
and
that
you're
in
debt for that shit. Shit.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're gonna pay for it, but guess what? You can go bankrupt.
All you do is wait. That's it.
But check this out. You can go bankrupt. I'm saying it's not the best thing to do in the motherfucking world. But if you ever get down and your health is bad, I'm telling you, the dumbest thing you would ever do in your fucking life is not go get yourself fixed because you're worried about money.
Exactly.
You're a fucking idiot.
Get it fixed.
Go get fucking fixed.
Mm-hmm.
You
can always get
I mean,
fixed.
If you know, I don't mean this in a bad way.
What do you mean fixed?
Okay, parents. Say you have a fucking appendix or you got a hernia. You know, my dad has a hernia. I've been telling him to go get it fixed for fucking years.
Yeah, but tell
he
it to the guy that doesn't have insurance.
It should cost money.
I mean, he doesn't have insurance, but he doesn't want
to
take 2 months off
I
work
to
go.
Doctor in 7 years.
But guess what?
The comms are so bad.
It's your health.
He's right,
you just
dude.
Need to take care of it. I mean, the money, we'll do whatever it fucking takes. I mean, you know, whatever I got to do. But it's your health, man. I mean,
but think people, about being in a tight situation like that.
That's
though,
the thing that
it's
is lucrative
money,
about Canada. Okay, yeah, you're in a tight situation.
You're living. You know what I'm saying? You're dealing with it. It's not like, yeah. Okay, it's my priority to go like cash out of my pocket
because
I have shitty
you want
insurance.
Something to happen to you because you don't want to go get fucking.
But I'm just saying how a majority of people are, Alex. That's what's sad because they end up they don't go get it fixed and it turns into you know.
That's a mentality people have. That's a mentality I don't.
But
have.
When you don't
free
have the money,
insurance.
I love money
insurance
as much as
it's expensive,
100% with the amount of money that we have in this country, we should be taking care of every person in this country. We take care of the few at the expense of the
we
many.
We should, but
it's
I also don't believe
easily.
That the richest people in the world should just be taxed
dude,
the fuck to shit. 80%, 50%. I don't believe that.
Not 80%.
I think that
not
you can 100%.
No.
I believe this country. Okay, I was thinking about it in small terms today, actually. Imagine if the mayor said, the mayor woke up and said, you know, check this out. We want to generate money. We want to make some money for the city, but we're not going to do it by raising taxes. We're going to do it. We're going to go buy 15 apartment buildings, high rises in downtown Akron. We're going to fix them up. We're going to hold them for a little bit, and we're going to sell them in a few years. And then that money's going to go towards the city, and we're going to fix some shit. You don't have to raise. There's ways to make fucking money. You're
sure.
The goddamn city.
It's there. That's
it's
the
there.
Thing. The money's there as long as you're not spending $15 trillion on the defense budget.
No,
and
I'm talking about even on a city
countries.
Scale. There's no reason some city
what
should be
fuck
fucking broke. You're telling me San Francisco is the brokest city in the fucking country?
And
they have homeless people shitting on the streets?
And it's literally
it's
one of the wealthiest.
San Francisco, bro.
That's where Google, that's where Facebook,
Silicon
that's the tech.
Fucking Valley.
Exactly.
That's where all that shit is. You got homeless people shitting on the goddamn street.
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong
it's
with
like
you guys?
Have you ever seen the movie
it's
Elysium?
It's ridiculous, bro. I hate to say it. Elysium, and I'm not trying to get... I don't give a fuck about politics. There's great Republicans. There's great Democrats.
Yeah, well,
there's great liberals.
You're clearly
great
at least a little educated on it.
But every fucked up fucking city that we look at across the country that has the... Every city that's still shut down across the country is democratically ran. And I don't know why that is. God, look at them.
Here's my thing.
Maybe the red states are open.
Ohio's
fucking open.
Okay, I mean, you know, I make
Texas is open. Arizona's open. Fucking Florida's open. It's weird.
Yeah, but our governor.
I make a little over 35K a year. Okay. A little over that per year. I'm afraid to go to the doctor because that's going to take almost $100 for a deductible out of my personal money.
It will.
Like out of my checking account. That's ridiculous. That's why I haven't been to the doctor in 7 years.
You gotta think about this. Like it's like car insurance, bro. Like yeah, fucked up. Like when I pay car insurance, when I finally get my shit back. It's
I got a whole other car insurance story.
So check this out. You pay for car insurance, but when I total my car, I paid $500 and they gave me $6,000.
I totaled my car and I paid nothing. How can
you
beat
that? Yeah, you paid way more than that. You paid $150 a month for 5 years. You paid way more than what you did. But the thing is, it's a scam. It's a fucking, what's it called? A racket.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, if I would have wrecked my car and not had insurance, bro, I would have had $5,000. No, let me know what I'm saying? That's what you got to think about.
Let me tell you my car insurance story, okay? So I was with Progressive or something like that. All right. So I wrecked my Jimmy. I trashed the Jimmy. All right. I ran to a house. Right. I ran to a porch. Fucked the dude's porch up. So I called Root Insurance is what I was with at the time. And they were super duper cheap. They were like $40 a month for my little Jimmy. $19.99. Wrecked that bitch. Root Insurance actually paid for the whole dude's porch. He got a whole new porch out of it. And then I got my new car. 2017 Traverse. And my insurance went up, obviously, because it's a newer car. I had to get full coverage, all that shit. So I was paying... no, that never factored in anything.
Hey, if you're a member, shout out to you.
Hey.
So...
Oh, we have four members.
Members only? Can you shout out?
Wait.
I'm the only non-member
at this table. I got a point here.
Really? Yeah.
Jack, you have a doobie?
Yeah, I got it for weed, but...
Listen, I got a point here.
Shut up.
Hold on, let them...
No!
Jeff, all right.
Okay, first of all, I'm a... Wait, we'll come back to that. We'll come back to that. I'm a member, too.
Yeah,
we'll
and we have a new member. Are you fresh?
We'll come back to that. All right. Before us? So, this Jimmy thing was totally separate. So, I got a new car, right? 2017 Traverse. My insurance for Root was $525 for 6 months. I was like, hell yeah. That's $85 a month. I was like, hell yeah, I'm cooking. Like, let's do that.
I'm cooking.
So apparently they emailed me in July, and I didn't see it. They upped my rate to $940
a month.
I'm going to go out there. No, for 6 months.
Oh, a half? That's...
Half a year.
Yeah.
A 90% increase.
Without telling you.
No, well, they did email me, but I didn't see it. I didn't look at it. I didn't think about it because I didn't think they were going to up my rate. I was thinking, okay, my payment's going to come out in August, which is when it was due. I was like, okay, I'm prepared for it. I got money saved up, whatever. Well, when that money came out, I checked my bank account. I'm like, why the fuck am I missing $1,000? So I hit up Root, like, what the fuck are y'all doing? I'm like, well, you know, we base our rates around, like, increasing medical bills and repair bills and, you know, like break-ins and theft. I'm like, listen, what the fuck's that got to do with me?
Yeah.
Because I haven't had any of that shit on my car.
That's what happens when you get in. It's a national thing, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, and it's a new company, too. So they're figuring out now that they need to charge more to pay for the price of the things that happen because they were charging so cheap, which is why I went with them.
Yeah.
So, found that out, emailed them. They're just like giving me bland ass corporate type answer bullshits.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, fuck you guys. So I started chopping around.
What's the point of the story?
That I got dicked out of $1,000.
That was like the whole...
We all got a stimulus check, bro.
What are we on time? Fuck you! I'm telling my story about Root.
I ain't getting no motherfucking stimulus.
So I've been calling around now, and now I'm getting calls every other day from every other insurance company, and I'm just like, guys, stop. Come on, I'll figure out the one that's cheapest on my own, and we'll figure it out from there.
Okay, let me bring this into an interesting conversation.
Oh, but more of the story. Do not go with Root Insurance. Whatever you do, Whatever you do. This is not even for us in the room. This is for the fucking listener. Do not go through insurance. I swear to God. Who can't hear me?
The listener, if you're talking that close to the mic.
Really? The level say otherwise. This is my serious tone. This is, listen, guys. Do not go with Root. ROOT insurance based out of Columbus, Ohio. They will fuck you. They will scam you. They will fucking get your money.
All right.
There's a lawsuit.
I know who is not going to get a sponsorship from Root Insurance.
Absolutely not.
It's right. It's the garage.
All right, guys. To wrap it up, I had arguably one of the best sandwiches of my life.
Oh, sandwich talk.
This previous week. It was called the J-Rock, and it was...
Where are we eating at?
Zubs. It's the new seasonal joint.
New seasonal menu.
I'm trying to get into it, but you're talking.
Yeah, talking a lot.
So, fried chicken, tenders.
Okay.
And they're like cut the weirdest way I've ever seen. They're like cut the long way into like little thin slices almost, but like, still crispy and delicious.
Like a thin strip?
Almost, yeah.
Chicken tenders?
Like into like chicken two nugget. Strip.
Okay.
So that, some delicious white gravy. Topped with some French fries on a hoagie.
You know,
and let me tell you guys.
Did you eat the whole thing?
Oh yeah. With some jalapeno.
Did it make it home or no?
No. With the jalapeno raviolis, and let me tell you guys.
That's when you know.
I mean, it was absolutely magnificent. So, I want to know, what is the best sandwich each and every one of you had?
I'm very Slim, basic.
What's the best sandwich you've ever had?
From Zubs or
no? General? Just in your life.
Fuck,
bro. I wish we had that sound clip.
Bro. I wish we had a little more time, bro. All
right. You don't have to go first.
Best
Ron said his is simple, so we'll let Ron go first.
Mine's a toss-up, dude. I'm a big chicken sandwich fan of the Swenson's.
Nice.
I absolutely love it. But super basic, like, dude, my go-to. And, like, I eat it every time I go there. The sweet... teriyaki chicken from Subway, bro.
Is that considered a sandwich?
It's a sub.
That's not a sandwich.
It's a Subway sub.
A sandwich?
It's a Subway sub.
A sub is...
Is that a sandwich?
I like the people from
Eurogyro.
It's a Subway sub.
A sub is considered a sandwich.
First off, Jared Fogle's a pedophile.
Yeah.
Facts.
Yeah. So you support them?
So we see where you're rocking, Ron.
Yeah.
So move on.
It was 114.
What about you?
Cut that. I'll say, you guys aren't going to like this. But my favorite sandwich is probably a corned beef from Permanthi Brothers, that Pittsburgh company.
Oh.
Yeah, dude. And you get a fried egg on it, too.
Ooh.
They put french fries on it with coleslaw, Swiss cheese, bro. And it's like thick,
too, isn't it? Oh, yep, stop
and they're thick
it.
Fries, boy. I can't hold it against you too much because I've had a sandwich from there, but I can't rock that. Youngstown's the closest one, I'm pretty sure. Boardman. Dude, the one in downtown Pittsburgh, bro, I'm not going to lie. I hate them motherfuckers. But they have a good sandwich.
The one with the big bar?
Bro, have you been into it? You go upstairs and there's like the collage of like celebrities in it. Dude, it's probably one of the dopest like inside restaurants.
All right, let's hear Kane's.
Is a burger a sandwich?
No.
Yeah, it counts.
Burger's
as
a sandwich?
A what?
Burger?
I'll give you that. Yeah, for sure. 100%.
So check this out. There's a place out in Pittsburgh, just keeping on the same subject. We went there years ago. Fucking me and Forrest and forget who was with us. Maybe Zach Artis. Yep, he was with us.
Yep.
And we went out there, and it was Jerome Bettis' restaurant. It was Grill Number 36.
Okay.
That was the name of it. And so you walk in there, and they sit you down, and they had a deep-fried cheeseburger.
What?
It was a cheeseburger they brought out, bro. This bitch was crusted up. Looked like a coral reef. They just picked it off the ground, bro. It was nuts. So you had to cut it in half. That was the best way to do it. Cut it in half and just...
Wow.
Deep fried cheeseburger at this nice ass restaurant.
What was on it? Like toppings?
Whatever you want. I eat plain shit. I like a plain burger. You can get whatever you want on it, I'm sure. But it was deep fried.
Wow.
So check this out. So you eat the burger. Then you got to go to the... yeah, it happened, Slim. It's why I had a hold of it the whole time.
Hey, can you travel? Have you had that Wahlburger? You're on the burger.
Is the Wahlburger
good?
So you go in Jerome Bettis' restroom, right? You're taking a piss at the urinals.
Really?
You look in front of you at the urinal. It's two-way glass.
And
you
Jerome Bettis is looking right at your dick.
But people can't look in. Like, you're right behind all, like, the check-in desk. like where the hostess desk is. You're right behind there looking at all these people while you're pissing, and nobody can
look. What the fuck?
He's a fucking creep. I'm saying.
Wow. You sit in there and just beat your little meat.
Yeah.
Just looking at everyone in the restaurant. What a bunch of creeps,
bro. I don't like it. I didn't like going to the bathroom there. I pissed outside after that.
Wow.
You guys are beating off Jerome Bettis.
Jerome Bettis was beating off to us.
Jerome Bettis was beating off.
He's like that creepy gym teacher
in the stall. You guys see the bus?
He's like that creepy gym teacher from higher. We're not gonna say his name, but yeah. He had the whole.
Oh, which one that rhymes with Fondy? The which one that rhymes with Fondy?
Tonley or Jomley?
Gromley or
Tonley?
Tonley.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
Tonley had that shit.
That was a joke.
What'd you hit him with? A brick.
What'd you hit him with? A brick.
I hit him with an empty beer can.
A brick. Damn, Ron can take a punch.
I'm just savage.
It was just a rapper. Hit him extra hard.
It's like a Whopper rapper.
All right, my favorite.
Extra large.
So who wants
five
to fight?
5 feet of paper.
My best sandwich from the Diamond Deli. They're fucking Reuben, bro.
Wow.
Oh, my God. With the coleslaw and the fucking mayonnaise, bro. Wow. Oh. The Diamond Deli. If you guys have never been there.
Dude.
If you've never been to Akron. Okay, so when me and Chance did that music video with the dudes from PA, they were actually, we were right there, like, a block away. We were at, like, the fucking Arche Brewing.
Yeah.
Right there. Like, in that, and Chick had a photography studio right above that. So we literally told dudes, they were like, hey, where can we get some good to eat, like local food around here? And I was like, dude, Diamond Deli.
Diamond Deli smack.
They got that, and dude, yeah. I swear to God, that's one of my favorite sandwiches.
They got a sandwich there with apples on it, and it's on like some turkey.
The club salad?
It's fire. All right. I forget what it's called.
If I could just make a quick comment, dude, I had said some sandwiches in the beginning that were great, but dude, just real quick. The Frick Park Market.
Honorable mentions.
The Ooh. Frick Park Market where Mac Miller used to work at. Mm-hmm.
Is that good?
If you haven't had it, it is worth the drive down to Pittsburgh. If you're in the neighborhood, go to the Frick, dude.
Nice.
It, yeah, I'm it always is fucking. And the people there,
I need
dude,
to. I need
the
to.
People that work there, they will tell you stories. And they are like, I mean, you would want them
it's
to
like
be.
It's like historians.
You would want them to be your family member. It's so mom and pop, dude. That's cool. It's so dope. Frick Park Market. So over there in the, you know, Squirrel Hill, Frick Park area, Pittsburgh.
Just to wrap up, mine got to be either a Galley Boy or Uncle Rico.
Ooh, Uncle Rico. Oh, I forgot about my go-to.
I probably
Voorhees is good in the white cheese.
Hey, what's the chicken parm one?
That white pizza from a good old motherfucking Zubs is fire.
They used to have that chicken parm though, remember?
Yeah, but they don't have that no more.
Spark out, spill those rocks.
But, all right, guys. Yeah, we're going to go ahead and wrap this shit up.
What did we do?
Almost 2 hours.
Hour 52.
So,
whack jazz.
I just want to go ahead and shout out ANA MMA. Make sure you guys go listen to ANA MMA. If you need any help on your UFC picks, if you like listening to anything about sports, if you are into UFC or fighting, go listen to ANA MMA. That is the podcast to listen to, I'm telling you. If you are into just like some pure comedy shit where we're talking about news and shit on the frequent, go listen to the Wacky and Monty Show. You can find that now on Spotify, Apple, all that good shit. Also coming is Whack and Cheese, a new podcast about movies and games. So if you're into either of those, make sure you check that out. I mean, I recorded their first one, and let me tell you guys, fire. If you are into movies, that is your podcast to listen to, I'm telling you guys. Also, follow the Wacky and Monty Show on Twitch. That's what it's called, just in one word, the Wacky and Monty Show. We be doing like fight companions and live shows and shit, so go check that out. Follow us on Twitter at @Wacky_Monty Show. And over to you, Ron.
For my shout out, I just want to, like, you nailed it. The Wacky Monty Show, dude, I listen to it, right? Listen to it, give my guys listens. But what I want to shout out is my friends, bro. My friends are beautiful, awesome people. Shout out to you, beautiful folk. Pass my man Whack. All right, everybody, we're out of here. But like Monty said, follow all of our stuff at the Wacky and Monty Show. Our Instagram is Wacky and Monty Show. My Twitter is jwads, JWADS 7408, and it's Whack Jads on pretty much everything else.
Later, y'all.
King.
It was good talking to all you guys tonight, man. It always feels good. Take it easy. Listen to all these podcasts we got coming up for you guys. They're all great. They're all fun to listen to. Give you something to take your mind off this crazy bullshit we're all going through.
Let your moms listen to it.
But
don't let your moms listen to it.
Take
mom
it easy,
listen
dude.
To it.
We could.
Talk nice to yourself. Slim, man.
Did you
take
hear about
easy.
My mom finding out about
Yo, we should
podcast?
Make a compilation video
no,
of
wait,
all
wait,
of our
wait,
mothers
wait.
Listening to the
wait,
Garage
wait,
Pod.
Wait, yeah. Ron,
how hilarious would that
grab
be?
Grab the mic, Ron. I want to hear your story about your mom finding out about the podcast.
That was committed.
Ron, all right. Tell your story.
Hold on.
Real quick, Ron.
All right, so, like, I'm sitting there in my living room the other day. My mom's, like, all talking to me about shit, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, yeah, I'm about to go hang out with the guys tomorrow night. I'm recording a podcast. She's like, oh, yeah, me and Danielle, which is, I think, Rob's mom. I think it was Rob's
she
mom.
She was the meanest.
Danielle listened to it because I posted it or something?
It's something like Anytime that.
I went to Rob. She was like, what the fuck are you doing here? I swear to God. She's a nice lady. Like, I know she's not bad or mean or anything. I don't mean
she
it like
have
that.
No,
but she was, she
anyway.
Was mean as fuck to me.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead, Ron. Go ahead.
I love her. And Rob.
Anyway, somehow I got back to my mom. I'm assuming, like, social media I was posting this, obviously. And my mom's like, so, I, like, read the title, but I heard you guys talking about ketamine. And I just, what's that? And I'm like, ah, it's just, like, mushrooms, Mom. And she was like, you shouldn't be doing that. And I'm like, yeah, yeah. And she was like, so what happened? And I'm like, oh, nothing. I had to leave. And I came back on the podcast. She's like, okay, because I didn't, like, hear you. And you're like, you were, like, saying weird shit. And then I didn't hear you. And then, like, it just, like, sounded like you just picked up and you're back. And I'm like, well.
That's kind of exactly what happened.
Yeah.
So, like, Mom, I'm sorry. I love you. Anything I ever say, it's not real. It's all.
This is all satire.
It's
all of this is a parody.
It's real. This is real life.
This is as real as it gets. All right, Slim, give your shout outs before we get
this
out of here.
This is reality.
Hey, follow me on Twitter at SlimCock. That's one word. Make sure you check out that Money Weather tape. It's money, dollar sign,
someday.
Weather, like, you know,
someday.
The storms. Yeah, I got some bangers on there.
Dude, that's my jam. I listen to that once a day, dude. Can we, like, listen to it? Can you play it on the playout?
Well, oh, that's
like
that's
the
sure.
outro. Can you play the someday?
Sure,
the fans
sure.
Are,
I got
beat my dudes.
Hey,
idiots!
You know what?
Fucking bozos!
Listen to the dope
mosquito ass
donuts. And when you type in Slim, put it with the dollar
sign. Listen to my music.
Slim, put a fucking dollar sign.
Dollar chicken.
At the beginning.
Fucking square.
All right.
Later, motherfuckers.
Listen.
To hit the heights that we be on, your nights have to be long. You really don't fit in here, you don't belong. Racking up some fees like my account when it's overdrawn. But that ain't happened lately. Only H money and Philly shows until I get some payment. And all you other rappers basic. Talking about you got some money when the base hit. But the footprints will tell the whole story. Don't ask for features unless you adore me. I'm important, and most of my beats are important. Overseas. Put lyrics together like I'm gritting my teeth. Slicing tracks, I'm getting quick with my sheet. I didn't talk enough about what happens under the sheets. But this track is all about me. I've been rowdy. Got my start from the media that stays lousy. My parents ain't never been to a show. They never seen how I crowd please. But I do this shit.
Thought I know everything. Thought I've been through all of it. Thought I thought the worst of it. Thought that shit ain't what it is. Not the same as yesterday. Tomorrow's never promised. Honestly, nothing's guaranteed. Except the promise that I'm gonna leave someday. Yeah. Someday. Someday.